This message, God Identifying Himself by His Characteristics, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Friday evening, March 20, 1964, at the Denham Springs High School in Denham Springs, Louisiana, USA.
Lumbiko, uNkulunkulu ezikhomba yena uqobo ngezimilo zakhe, ngomfowethu William Marion Branham, wathunyayelwa okokuqala ngesilungu ngolwesihlanu intambama ngombimbito 20, 1964 eDenham Springs High School eDenham Springs, Louisiana, USA.
I was just kind of surprised to see my friend Joseph Bose there, and I turned around and took a little bit of time to shake his hand.
Bengingathi ngimangele ukubona umngane wami uJoseph Bose lapha futhi ngiphenduke njalo ngase ngithatha isikhathi esilutshwane ukuxawula isandla sakhe.
Let us turn now in the Word of God to Hebrews, the first chapter. I want to read for a portion the first, second, and third verse for to draw a text for the night.
Gasiphendleni kathesi elizwini likaNkulunkulu kumaHebheru isahluko 1, ngifuna ukubala okwengxenye elokuqala, elesibili, lelesithathu, ivesi ukuzuza isihloko sobusuku.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zakudala la ngendlela ezinenge wakhuluma ngezikhathi ezedluleyo kubo khokho ngabaprofethi. Ngalezi zinsuku zokucina ukhulume kithi ngendodana yakhe ayibeka ukuba indlalifa yezinto zonke owadala ngayo futhi imhlaba.
Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Yona eyukubenyezela kwenkazimulo yakhe lomfanekiso uqobo sokuba nguye kwakhe njalo ithwele izinto zonke ngelizwi lamandla ayo lapho isiyenzile yahlala ngakwasokunene somkhulu kweli phezulu.
Let us bow our heads now for prayer. And now, in His divine presence, if you have any requests that you'd like to be made known to Him, would you just raise up your hand, and that's your request that God will.
Masikhothamsene makhanda ethu kathesi ukuba sikhuleke futhi kathesi sisebukhonini bakhe obungcwele. Nxa ulesicelo loba isiphi leso ongathanda ukuba sazakale kuye, ungaphakamisa phezu isandla sakho futhi yiso isicelo sakho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza.
Our Heavenly Father, we are coming now up before thy throne by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. And we have been given this assurance that if we ask anything in his name, it'll be granted.
Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabuya kathesi phambi kwesihlalo sakho ngokukholwa ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu indodana yakho, futhi sinikiwe lesi isiqiniso ukuthi uba sicela loba yikuyini ngebizo lakhe siza kuphiwa.
And thou knowest our desires and our needs, and thou hast promised that you would supply all that we have need of. So Father, we would pray as you taught us, thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Futhi wena uyazi izifiso zethu njalo lezidingo zethu, njalo wena uthembisile ukuthi uzakupha konke lokho esikudingayo. Ngakho Baba, siyathandaza njengoba wasifundisa, umbuso wakho mawuze, intando yakho mayenziwe emhlabeni njengoba kusezulwini.
That our request tonight might be according to your desire to give it, and grant to us these privileges.
Ukuze isicelo sethu ngobusuku balamuhla kungaba mayelana lesifiso sakho ukusipha sona futhi siphe lawa amalungelo.
Anoint the word, Lord, and all the speakers and the hearers, and may the Holy Spirit come in and be the doer of the word tonight among us, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Be seated.
Ngoba ilizwi inkosi futhi zonke izikhulumi njalo labalaleli futhi umoya oyingcwele makangene abe ngumenzi welizwi kulobo busuku phakathi kwethu ngoba sikucela ngebizo lakhe. Amen. Lingahlala phansi.
Tomorrow morning, I understand, is a full gospel businessman's breakfast. Usually where they have a chapter, I have the privilege of speaking at their breakfast.
Kusasa ekuseni ngiyaqedisisa ikudla kwasekuseni kwamadoda angosomabhizimusi be-full gospel ngokujwayelekile. Lapho belomhlangano wezikhulu zensonto, ngilethuba elihle lokukhuluma ekudleni kwabo kwasekuseni.
So this time, that's the only organization, which is not an organization, but the only group that I belong to, is the Christian businessman. And now I just speak for him internationally.
Kuze kube yilesi sikhathi, iyo kuphela inhlanganiso, ungayisiyo inhlanganiso kodwa iqembu kuphela lelo engingena kulo. Ngosomabhizimusi bamaKristu, futhi kathesi ngiyaba kulumela ndawo zonke jikelele.
Now tonight, we're trusting that this gathering will not be in vain. I've come to you a tired, a worn-out throat, and received a little bronchial from... I come from Tucson, where it's really good and dry, and I come here and it's really good and wet. So there's quite a contrast.
Gathesi ngalobo busuku, siyathemba ukuthi lumbuthano awusoze ube yize. Ngize kini ngidiniwe umphimbo ohelezayo futhi ngithole ibronikali ngivela eTucson lapho khona kuhle futhi komile njalo ngiyabuya lapha kuhle futhi kumanzi ngakho kulokuphambana.
If you all got all the water over here, if you just send it over our way, we'd appreciate it, but you can't do that, of course.
Ngali lamanzi wonke lapho ngali ngawathumeza kithi singakuthakazelela lokho.
But I'll tell you one thing, it's a parable there. All of our things in Arizona, our trees, is full of stickers. Everything has a sticker. It's because it's dry.
Kodwa ngiyalitshela into eyodwa kulomfanekiso lapho. Zonke ezethu izinto eArizona, izihlahla zethu zigcwele okuhlabayo.
Now, if that same bush growed over here, it'd be a nice, lovely leaf. See, it's without water. That's the reason it becomes a sticker. And when the church becomes without the water of life, it gets dry and sticky too. Sticking and punching at everything.
Gathesi nxa leso sixuku sinye, singakhula lapho, singaba lihlamvu elihle, elithandekayo. Bona, galila manzi. Yiso isizathu lisiba ngameva futhi nxa ibandla lisiba ngelamanzi okuphila liba ngelomileyo futhi liyahlaba futhi lihlaba ligwaza yonke into.
But where the waters of life flows, it opens up the leaf and makes it tender, mellow, and sweet, holy, and acceptable unto God.
Kodwa lapho okugeleza khona amanzi okuphila kuyavula ihlamvu futhi kulenze libe buthakathaka, lithambile, njalo libukeka, ligcwele, futhi lisemukeleka kuNkulunkulu.
So may the Lord God water us tonight, that we won't be stickers, but we'll be fine leaves, that the wayward people might sit down under the tree of our shade and find rest to their souls.
Ngakho inkosi uNkulunkulu, kasithelezele kulobo busuku, ukuze singabi ngameva. Kodwa sibe ngamahlamvu amahle ukuze abantu abalahlekileyo bahlale ngaphansi kwesihlahla somthunzi wethu futhi bazuze ukuphumula emphefumulweni yabo.
Now I want to take the text tonight, if the Lord willing, and I'm pulling this little microphone just as close as I can because of the lack of voice.
Gathesi ngifuna ukuthatha isihloko kulobo busuku nxa inkosi ithanda futhi ngiyadonsa le imayikrofoni encane ngakho konke kusondela engingakwenza ngenxa yokutsha kwelizwi.
I want to, from the reading here of Hebrews 1:1, I want to take a text of God identifying himself by his characteristics. May I repeat that again because I know the acoustics is bad here. God identifies himself by his characteristics.
Ngiyafuna kusuka ekubaleni lapha kuma Hebrews 1:1 ngifuna ukuthatha isihloko sokuthi uNkulunkulu ezikhomba yena uqobo ngezimilo zakhe. Mangiphinde futhi lokho ngoba ngiyazi ukuzwakala kwamazwi kubi lapha uNkulunkulu uzikhomba yena uqobo ngezimilo zezimo zakhe.
Now most anything is identified by its characteristics. Now I have a few scriptures here that I would like to refer to.
Gathesi phose yonke into ikhonjwa ngezimilo zayo futhi ngilemibhalo emlutshwane lapha leyo enginga lamanothi lawo engingathanda ukuthathela kuwo.
Now a characteristic of anything identifies what it is. Now like in all nature, flowers are identified many times by their characteristic. If they're close together of one species to another, the characteristic of that flower will identify what flower it is.
Gathesi isimilo sesimo sento yonke siyakhomba ukuthi into bani. Gathesi njengasemvelweni yonke amaluba ayakhonjwa izikhathi ezinenge ngezimilo zezimo zawo. Nxa efanana kakhulu olunye uhlobo kusiya kolunye, isimilo salelo luba siyakhomba ukuthi liluba bani.
And in wildlife, many times I'm a hunter, and you have to know the characteristic of the animal that you're hunting, or sometimes you can be certainly deceived.
Futhi lasempilweni yeganga izikhathi ezinenge ngingumzingeli futhi kumele wazi isimilo saleyo nyamazana oyizingelayo kumbe ngezinye izikhathi ungakhohliseka sibili.
For instance, like the stone sheep way up in British Columbia. I was just under the Yukon this last fall. A couple of brethren here now was with me, and we were hunting.
Njengalokho, njengemvu yasematsheni phezulu le eBritish Columbia, ngangiphansi nje kweYukon lesi sikhathi sekwindla esedlulileyo, abazalwana babili lapha kathesi babelami futhi sasizingela.
Now, if you didn't know the difference when you was tracking a sheep or a deer, you couldn't tell the difference unless you was a shrewd hunter, because they make the same kind of tracks. They bound when they run away.
Gathesi nxa ubungazi umehluko lapho ulonda umkhondo wemvu kumbe inyamazana elempondo mbaxa, ubungeke ubone umehluko ngaphandle ungumzingeli ohlakaniphileyo, ngoba zenza umkhondo ofananayo ziyeqa nxa zibaleka.
And then you see one standing in the distance with his head hid. Well, you would hardly know the difference. They're about the same size across the rump part. It's white, just like the deer. It'd be very hard to tell them. But his horns identifies his characteristic by them horns.
Futhi uyabona eyodwa imi khatshana ifihle ikhanda layo ini ungeke ubone umehluko ziphose zifanane ngokulingana. Ingxenye yesinqe simhlophe njengenyamazana elempondo mbaxa. Kuba nzima ukuzihlukanisa, kodwa impondo zayo ziyakhomba isimilo sesimo sayo ngazo lezo mpondo.
The sheep has a horn that rounds, and a deer has prongs that run out. And another thing, a deer wouldn't go quite that high to feed.
Imvu ilophondo luchileneyo, inyamazana empondo mbaxa, ilezi mbaxa eziphumele phandle futhi eyinye into inyamazana elempondo mbaxa ayengeke iye phezulu kangaka ukuyakudla.
And then the goat walking also, there's a characteristic in a goat and a sheep that you'd have to know the difference in them when you were up high, because they both dwell high in the mountain. You have to know the difference.
Futhi ke imbuzi iyahamba futhi kulesimilo sesimo embuzini lemvu ukuthi umele wazi umehluko phakathi kwazo lapho uphezulu kakhulu ngoba zonke zihlala phezulu entabeni kumele wazi umehluko.
But if you notice, a goat stumbles himself as he walks, where a sheep sets his feet down like this as he walks. The characteristic of the way he makes his track.
Kodwa ungananzelela, imbuzi iyakhubeka lapho ihamba, kanti imvu iyahlalisa unyawo lwayo kanje lapho ihamba. Isimilo sesimo sendlela esenza ngayo umkhondo wayo.
You identify your game by the characteristics of what it does and how it acts and what it feeds and everything. It identifies itself by its characteristic.
Ukhomba inyamazana yakho ngesimilo salokho ekwenzayo futhi lokuthi yenza njani lokuthi idlani lakho konke izikhomba yona ngesimilo sayo.
And then you jump on and watch what happens. You can tell the way they go. You can tell by that characteristic of different animal.
Futhi ungeqa eyodwa futhi ukhangele ukuthi kwenzakalani. Uyabona indlela ezihamba ngayo, uyabona ngesimilo senyamazana etshiyeneyo.
Then did you ever notice, I don't know where you have them here or not, yellowhammers. Well, thicker is the right name for them. And a jaybird. A jaybird is about the same size of a yellowhammer.
Ngakho, wake wananzelela kangwazi ukuba lilazo yini lapha kumbe hatshi. Izinyoni ama-yellowhammer ezifanana lomasiqoqoto. Yebo ukubhamzela libizo elizifaneleyo futhi uhlobo lwenyoni embalabala echweke-chweke zayo kakhulu inyoni embalabala echweke-chweke zayo kakhulu iyaphose ilingane lo masiqoqote oyelo.
And you see the two flying, they're both about the same kind of bird. If you can't see the color but just watch them, you can tell which is the yellowhammer.
Futhi uzibona ziphapha zombili zonke ziphose zibe ngumhlobo munye wenyoni. Nxa ungaboni umbala kodwa zikhangele nje, ungatsho ukuthi umasiqoqodo uyiyelo yisiphi.
The jaybird flies more or less in a bee line, but the yellowhammer, flapping his wings, as he flaps his wings, he goes down and then up, down and then up.
Inyoni embalabala echweke-chwekezayo kakhulu iyaphapha phose nje iqondile. Kodwa umasiqoqodo oyiyelo elengisa impiko zakhe lapho ephaphisa impiko zakhe, uyayehla phansi futhi aye phezulu, ayehle futhi aye phezulu.
He makes himself in a bound like that, and you can tell that's a characteristic of the yellowhammer, the way he flies.
Uyabo uyazenza echoke njengalokho futhi ungatsho yiso isimilo sikamasiqoqodo indlela aphapha ngayo.
If you notice the quail, when he comes out, the way he comes up, and then watch if you're in a swamp where a quail might be in a knife, you hunters know that.
Nga unanzelela isagwaca nga siphuma indlela esiqansa ngayo futhi ukhangele nga usexaphozini okungaba lezagwaca njalo futhi isagwaca esilomlomo mude lina bazingeli liyakwazi lokho.
The Wilson snipe and the Jack snipe, they identify themselves by the way they come out and the way they go. They identify by their characteristic of flying, of what kind of a bird they are.
Isagwaca, iWilson lesagwaca iJack zizikhomba ngendlela eziphuma lezihamba ngayo. Ziyazikhomba indlela yazo yokuphapha ukuthi ngumhlobo bani wenyoni.
Therefore, if you just heard him, you can just tell what it was the way he went out, what he is by the characteristic of his flying.
Ngakho ke nxa usanda kuzizwa ungatsho nje ukuthi bekuyiphi ngendlela ephuma ngayo ukuthi iyini ngesimilo sokuphapha kwayo.
Like a man and a woman, they're both human beings, but a woman has a different characteristics to a man.
Njengendoda futhi lomfazi bonke ngabantu kodwa umfazi lesimilo esehlukileyo kulesendoda.
I was reading here some time ago about of Solomon and the Queen. I've never got around to preaching in my little message here to you on the Queen of the South, coming up to see Solomon and seeing that gift of discernment.
Ngangibala lapha ngesinye isikhathi esedluleyo mayelana lo Solomon lenkosikazi. Ngangizange ngeneliso ukuchumayela umbiko wami omncane lapha kini mayelana lenkosikazi yaseningizimu isiza izobona uSolomon futhi ebona leso sipho sokudalula.
I was reading about that year not long ago, and they said that one of the puzzles that was put before Solomon was this queen took a woman, or women rather, and dressed them like man. Now that was foreign in that day, but it certainly is up to date today.
Ngangibala ngalokho lapha kungasekude futhi bathi ukuthi enye yezidinda eyabekwa phambi kuka Solomon yayi linkosikazi yathatha umfazi kumbe abafazi ngizakutsho futhi wabagqokisa njengamadoda. Kathesi lokho kwakungaziwa ngalolo suku, kodwa ngempela kuphelele konke ngakho okutsha namuhla.
And you know that's wrong. The Bible said that a woman shouldn't do that. It's an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man. The unchangeable God said that. So that is true.
Futhi uyakwazi ukuthi akulunganga. IBhayibheli lathi umfazi kamelanga akwenze lokho. Kuyisinengiso ukuba umfazi agqoke isambatho esifana lesendoda. Futhi uNkulunkulu ongakhuqukiyo wakutsho lokho, ngakho kuliqiniso.
So we find out that Solomon no more than watched him, he had him to walk or do something, and immediately says, women. See, he could tell by the characteristic of that woman, the way she handled herself, that she was woman and not man.
Ngakho siyafumana ukuthi uSolomon esabakhangela wabenza bahamba kumbe benza olunye ulutho futhi masinyazana wathi ngabafazi. Bona, waye kwanisa ukutsho ngesimilo salo mfazi indlela azibamba ngayo ukuthi waye ngumfazi futhi engeyisiyo indoda.
And then most anything that way with his characteristics is like many people are left-handed and right-handed. Their characteristic, the way they handle themselves, you can tell whether it's a right or the left-hand person by the way they conduct themselves and the way they reach out, always with that left hand or the right hand.
Futhi-ke phose yonke into ngaleyo ndlela kanye lesimilo sayo njengabantu abanenge banxele futhi labanye basebenzisa esokudla izimilo zezimo zendlela abazibamba ngayo. Uyakwanisa ukutsho ukuba ngumuntu osebenzisa esokunene kumbe osebenzisa esokhohlo ngendlela abazibamba ngayo, ngendlela abamkela ngayo izikhathi zonke ngaleso sandla senxele kumbe esokudla.
And remember, Jesus had something like that, that two hands are just almost, they are the same. They've got the same kind of thumbprints, fingerprints, five fingers, small index and so forth, just as the right hand and the left hand has the same kind of fingers normally, same size hand, just exactly.
Futhi kumbula, uJesu wayelento enjengaleyo ukuba izandla ezimbili ziphose ziyafanana. Zilokudinda kunye kwesithupha, ukudinda kunye kweminwe, iminwe emhlanu, ucilikicane umunwe okhombayo, futhi lakho okunye, njengoba isandla sokunene futhi lesandla sokhohlo zileminwe efananayo. Ngokuvamileyo isandla sinye esilinganayo kuyafana xathu.
And the only difference there is in them is one is left and the other is right.
Yes.
That's the only difference you can tell. One is left, other right.
Futhi umehluko kuphela okhona phakathi kwazo yikuba esinye ngesokhohlo lesinye ngesokunene. Yiwo kuphela umehluko ongawutsho, esinye ngesokhohlo lesinye ngesokunene.
So then in that, Jesus said, I might drop a little point here. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the characteristics of the Spirit would be somewhat alike in the last days. So close that would deceive the very elected if it was possible.
Ngakho ke kulokho uJesu wathi ngingaphosela umcijo omncane lapha. UJesu wathi kuMateyu 24 ukuthi izimido zezimo zomoya siza kuba sengathi ziyafanana. Ngensuku zokucina ziyabe zifanana okokuthi kungakhohlisa abakhethiweyo uqobo aluba kwakungenzeka.
See that just you take your hand and just hold it up. See, if you don't notice, one of them looks like the other in every way, but one of them is left and the other one's right.
Bona. Bayakuba nje. Thatha isandla sakho usiphakamisele phezulu, bona. Nxa ungananzeleli, esinye sazo sifanana lesinye ngendlela zonke. Kodwa esinye sazo ngesokhohlo lesinye ngesokunene.
That's why the spirits are in the last day, they're somewhat alike. But they have a characteristic that identifies them. One is right and the other is wrong. And it can be identified by its characteristic.
Iyo indlela imimoya eyikho ngosuku lokugcina. Sengathi iyafanana, kodwa ilesimilo sesimo ezikhombayo. Omunye uqondile, lomunye awuqondanga. Futhi uyakhonjwa ngesimilo sesimo sawo.
The Spirit of God can be identified by its characteristic. See, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Church. There's a church spirit and a Spirit of God that's absolutely not like the church spirit at all.
Umoya kaNkulunkulu ukhonjwa ngesimilo sesimo sawo. Bona, umoya kaNkulunkulu futhi lomoya wesonto, kulomoya wesonto, lomoya kaNkulunkulu. Ngempela, ongafanani lomoya wesonto la kancane.
There's a denominational spirit. There's a national spirit. There's a spirit of the nation. Every nation, when I go into you, you walk in there, you find a different spirit.
Kulomoya wenhlanganiso yesonto, kulomoya wesizwe, kulomoya welizwe. Lonke ilizwe lapho ngisiya khona, uyangena lapho uyafumana umoya owahlukileyo.
I went into Finland, fine people, but there was a Finnish spirit. I go down into Germany, there's a German spirit.
Ngaya eFinland abantu abahle kodwa kwakulomoya wamafini. Ngangingaya phansi le eGermany kulomoya wamaGermany.
You're not long ago, I was going with the wife when we still lived in Indiana a couple of years ago over to the little supermarket. I just come home, we had to go get some food.
Lapha kungesekude ngangihamba lonkosikazi lapho sisahlala eIndiana iminyaka emibili edluleyo ngale esupermarket encane. Ngangisanda kufika ekhaya kwakumele sihambe siyedinga ukudla.
And on the road over there, it's the summertime, you might not believe it, but we found a lady had a dress on. And it was so strange, it shocked me. I said, oh, look at there, it looks strange, that woman's wearing a dress. The rest of them was wearing clothing not becoming to the woman.
Futhi ngisendleleni yami khonale thina kwakuyisikhathi sehlobo ungeke ukukholwe kodwa safumana inkosikazi eyayiqhoke isiqhoko futhi kwakumangalisa nga kwangethusa nga ngathi khangela lapha lokho kukhanya kumangalisa lo mfazi ugqoke isiqhoko iningi labo babegqoke isiqhoko ezazingafanelanga kowesifazane.
And she said, I said, well, that's just the American spirit, then the spirit of America. Now, spirit of America, it's supposed to be a Christian nation, but the spirit of this nation is not Christian. It might be called Christian nation, but it's a million miles from it in characteristic.
Futhi wathi ngathi phela lo nje ngumoya weMelika. Bona umoya weMelika. Kathesi umoya weMelika kumele kube yilizwe lesiKristu, kodwa umoya waleli lizwe awuso wesiKristu. Lingabizwa ngokuthi ilizwe lesiKristu, kodwa liyisigidi samamayili khatshana lakho ngesimilo.
So this woman, she said, well, aren't we Americans? I said, no, we live here. This is our country. We stay in it. We love it. It's the best nation in the world. But yet we are not Americans.
Ngakho lumfazi ngathi wathi phela asisibo abase Melika. Wathi ngathi hachi sihlala la leli ilizwe lethu. Sihlala kulo. Siyalithanda. Ilizwe elihle kakhulu emhlabeni. Kodwa loba kunjalo asisibo beMelika.
I said, we are born from above. The Holy Spirit come down and we belong to a kingdom. It's not of this world.
Ngathi sizelwe kuvela phezulu. Umoya oyingcwele wehla phansi futhi singabombuso. Ngawusiwo walumhlaba.
I said, that's the reason that our sisters wear dresses, wear long hair, don't wear makeup. See, their characteristics identify them as holiness unto the Lord from above.
Ngathi yiso isizathu sokuba odadewethu bagqoka isigqoko, bagcina inwele ezinde, ngabacombu ubuso babo, bona izimilo zezimo zabo ziyabakhomba njengapha bangcwele enkosini kuvela phezulu.
Therefore, we are seeking a kingdom. We are seeking a king to come and receive his subjects to his kingdom. And they are identified by their characteristics that their treasures are not of this earth or of this nation. It's of above and glory. Therefore, they look for a city whose builder and maker is God. They are properly identified.
Ngakho ke sidinga umbuso. Sidinga inkosi ukuba ize futhi yamukele amalunga ayo embusweni wayo futhi bakhonjwa ngezabo izimo zezimilo ukuba amagugu abo ayisiwo alumhlaba kumbe awalelilizwe ngawaphezulu enkazimulweni. Ngakho ke bona badinga idolobha umakhi lomenzi walo nguNkulunkulu baziwa ngokupheleleyo.
Wish I had enough voice to preach to you some night, but I get off of that.
Ngifisa ngabe ngilephimbo eleneleyo ukuchumayela kini ngobunye ubusuku, kodwa ngiyacezuka kulokho.
Now, identifying by its characteristics, we find a good example here in the time of Israel coming to the promised land. And God had called him according to his promise.
Gates kukhonjiwe ngezimilo zaso. Sifumana umzekeliso omuhle lapha ngesikhathi sako-Israyeli beza elizweni lesithembiso. Futhi uNkulunkulu wayebabizile mayelana ngesithembiso sakhe.
He told Abraham that his seed would be in this strange nation for 400 years, and then he would deliver him with a great mighty hand. And they go to a land that was promised, was flowing with milk and honey.
Watshela Abraham ukuthi yena wayezaku inzalo yakhe yayizakuba kuleli ilizwe elingayisilo labo okweminyaka engamakhulu amane, njalo wayeza kukhulula yena ngesandla esikhulu esilamandla, futhi babeza kuya elizweni ngalokho wathenjiswa laligeleza ngocako.
And then when that time of the promise drew nigh, there come a Pharaoh who didn't recognize Joseph's great ministry that he had among them.
Futhige lapho isikhathi sesithembiso sisondela. Kweza uFaro owayenga ngaqapheli inkonzo enkulu kaJosepha eyayelayo phakathi kwabo.
And this God raised up a prophet named Moses. And the man was taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, no doubt, but what he was a great, smart, intellectual man, for he could teach the Egyptians wisdom.
Foot, look, uNkulunkulu wavusa umprofeti othiwa nguMose. Futhi lindoda yayifundiswe kukho konke ukuhlakanipha kwaseGibhithe, kungela kuthandabuza ukuba waye indoda elamandla, ekhaliphileyo, ehlakaniphileyo, ngoba wayesenelisa ukufundisa amaJibhite ukuhlakanipha.
Looked like a properly fitted man for deliverance. But you see, what we call deliverance and what God calls deliverance is some difference.
Kwakhangeleka sengathi indoda efa efaneleyo ukuletha inkululeko. Kodwa uyabona, lokho esikubiza ngokuthi inkululeko, lalokho uNkulunkulu akubiza ngokuthi inkululeko, kulokwehlukana.
I watched this man with all of his ethics. He knew he was born to deliver the children of Israel. Yet with all of his education, that's all he knew about, and knowing that he was called of God to do the job, he had his Bachelor of Art and his PhD and LLD and so forth, and he went out to deliver Israel and was a total failure.
Gates kangela lindoda lezindlela zakhe zonke ezilungileyo wakwazi ukuthi wazizalelwa ukukhulula abantwana bakoIsrayeli kodwa kuganye lemfundo yakhe yonke yikho kuphela ayekwazi futhi lokwazi ukuthi wayebizwe ngonkulunkulu kwenza umsebenzi wayelakho konke okwakhe wayele bachelor ye art yakhe futhi le PhD yakhe le LLD njalo lakho konke futhi waphuma ukuyakhulula uIsrayeli njalo waba liphutha eligcweleyo.
Now notice, looked like him being with his foot on the throne in Egypt to become the Pharaoh, that he could deliver the children of Israel after he become Pharaoh because he was next in line for the throne.
Gates kangela kwakhangeleka ingathi yena unyawo lwakhe soluse sihlalweni eGibt ukuba nguFaro ukuba wayenga khulula abantwana bakoIsrayeli ngemva kokuba esebenguFaro ngoba nguye owayelandela ukuba sesihlalweni.
But you see, that in doing it that way wouldn't identify God's characteristic in delivering his people. He said he would deliver them. He would deliver them with a mighty hand. Not Moses with a mighty army, but God with a mighty hand.
Kodwa uyabona ukuthi ukukwenza ngaleyo ndlela kwakungasoze kukhombe izimo zezimilo zikaNkulunkulu ekukhululeni abantu bakhe. Wathi yena uza kubakhulula, yena uza kubakhulula ngesandla esikhulu, hathi uMose ngebutho elikhulu, kodwa uNkulunkulu ngesandla esikhulu.
We find that this prophet run away and was in the wilderness for 40 years. It taken Pharaoh 40 years to drill an education into him and took God 40 years to drill it out of him.
Sifumana ukuthi lo prophet wabaleka futhi waba senhlane kweminyaka engamachuma amane. Kwathathu Pharaoh iminyaka engamachuma amane ukuthi agqibe imfundo phakathi kwakhe. Njalo kwathathu uNkulunkulu iminyaka engamachuma amane ukuyikhupha kuye.
So we find one day that he on the back side of the desert met the Lord God in a burning bush in a form of a pillar of fire laying in a bush.
Ngakho siyafumana ngelinye ilanga ukuthi yena ngasenhla kwenkangala wahlangana lenkosi uNkulunkulu esihlahleni esasisitsha ngesimo sensiko yomlilo ihlezi esihlahleni.
And he was asked to take off his shoes, that the ground he was standing on was holy. Now look at this fine, cultured, educated man that had been. What's the changing of his characteristics after he met God?
Futhi wacelwa ukukhumula izicathulo zakhe ngalokho. Umhlabathi emikuwo wawungcwele. Kathe sikhangela lindoda eyayikahle ilolongekile, ifundile. Lokho ibenjalo. Khangela ukuguquka kwezimilo zakhe ngemva kokuba esehlangane loNkulunkulu.
Sometimes God does things in such a simple way and such a foolish way to the carnal way of thinking.
Wenza okudlulisileyo ngezinye izikhathi uNkulunkulu wenza izinto ngendlela elula futhi ngendlela yobula ngendlela yokucabanga kwenyama.
Notice a man who had been a total failure with all Egyptian armies and everything around him to do the will of God, with all of his education, at the age of 40 years old in his prime.
Nanzelela indoda eyayi ikwehluleka okugcweleyo elamabutho wonke amaGibhite lakho konke okwakuzungezile ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu kanye lemfundo yakhe yonke eseminyakeni engamachumi amane ubudala ebutsheni bakhe.
Here he is 80 years old the next morning with his wife sitting straddle of a mule with a young un on her hip and a stick in his hand going down to Egypt to take over. You talk about a ridiculous sight, but that was displaying the characteristics of God because he had a man who would believe his word. That's all.
Nangu lapha yena eleminyaka engamachumi ayisifica munembili ngokuso kulandelayo kanye lomkakhe ehlezi phezu kwembongolo ebhabhula omncane emhlane futhi lentonga esandleni sakhe esehle siya eGipite ukuyayithumba. Ukhuluma ngento ekhanya inhlekisa kodwa lokho kwakuyibonakalisa izimilo zezimo zikaNkulunkulu ngokuba waye lendoda yena owaye ngakholwa ilizwi lakhe yikho kuphela.
Amen. The thing of it was, could you imagine a one-man invasion going to Egypt where an army had failed? But what was it? His characteristic, his tactics was changed. He was going in the name of the Lord. Amen. I am that I am.
Into yangakhona yaye ungakhumbula ukuhlasela komuntu munye esiya eGipita lapho ibutho lasele hlulekile kodwa kwakuyini isimilo sakhe amaqinga akhe ayese guqukile wayehamba ngebizo lenkosi ngiyimi lo engiyimi.
The thing of it was he took over. He did because he was going in the power of the Lord.
Into yakhona kwakuyikuba wathumba wakwenza ngoba wa ehamba ngamandla enkosi.
On his road leading Israel out to the promised land, he come in contact with his brother, his denominational brother, Moab. Now Moab by no means were heathens. That was Lot's daughter's children. One of their children had sprung Moab.
Esendleleni yakhe ekhokhela u-Israyeli emkhupha esiya elizweni lesithembiso wahlangana lomfo wakhe. Umfo wakhe oyinhlanganiso yesonto uMowabi. Kathesi uMowabi ngitsho la kancane ukuba ngamahedeni. Labo kwakungabantwana bamadodakazi kaLot. Umunye wabantwana babo wayeveze uMowabi.
Now, up there I want you to notice these two nations in contrast. Here was Egypt, a little scattered about, no nation to go to. No executives or no king or nothing or any dignitaries among them. Just the people on their road to a promised land. And here they had to go through the land of Moab. It was right in the line of promise.
Gathesi phezulu le, ngifuna linanzelele lezi, izizwe ezimbili ngomehluko. Nansi lapha eGipite okuncane kuhlakazekile ndawo zonke. Kungela lizwe lokuya kulo kungela zikhulu kumbe kungela nkosi kumbe ulutho kumbe loba izikhulu phakathi kwabo kuphela nje abantu besendleleni yabo besiya elizweni lesithembiso futhi lapha babemele bedlule elizweni lika Moab lokho kwakusendleleni yesithembiso.
And Moab also was a believer in Jehovah. And they had a prophet. And Israel had a prophet. Both of them had prophets.
Njalo uMoabi futhi babengamakholwa kuJehova. Futhi babelomprofeti. Njalo uIsrayeli wayelomprofeti. Bonke babo babelamaprofeti.
And I noticed, they come to the place that the prophet of the organized nation was coming down to curse this other nation because it was just a drifter, not having a certain place to stay. So they come down and watch those two prophets.
Futhi kathesi nanzelela, babefike endaweni yokuba umprofeti wesizwe esihleliweyo, wayesehla esiza ukuzoqalekisa lesi esinye isizwe ngoba sasiluzulane, singelandawo ethile yokuhlala, ngakho ke behla besiza. Futhi khangela labo abaprofethi ababili.
When it comes fundamentally speaking, both of them were exactly right. Because notice Balaam, the bishop, told him, now you build me 7 altars. 7 is the complete number of God, representing the 7 church ages, the 7 days of creation, so forth.
Nxa kusiza ekukhulumeni ngokwesekelo, bonke babeqondile qathu. Ngoba nanzelela, uBhalamu umbishopu wamtshela yena, kathesi lingakhela amalatha isikhombisa. Isikhombisa yinombolo epheleleyo kaNkulunkulu, imela izizukulwane zamabandla isikhombisa, insuku eziyisikhombisa zendalo lakho okunye.
Now notice, 7, God is completed in 7. 7 altars. And on each altar put a bullock. Now that's exactly the same altar they had down in Israel's camp.
Gates nanzelela. Sikhombisa. UNkulunkulu pheleliswa ngokwesikhombisa. Amalathi ayisikhombisa. Futhi laphezu kwelathi linye. Beka inkunzi. Gates yiyo ilathi inye. Efanayo qathu. Ababelayo. Pansile enkambeni yako Israel.
There they are down in Israel. Amen. With the same altar they got up here in the same sacrifice.
Yes.
A bullock and a bullock. A prophet and a prophet.
Yes.
2 nations in contrast. A very perfect example of the day we're living.
Yes.
We had time to go into it.
Nampo pansile ko Israel. Vele lati linye ababelalo ngaphezu lapho. Kanye lelathi linye elifanayo ababelalo ngaphezulu lapha. Futhi lomhlatshelo ofanayo, inkunzi lenkunzi, umprofeti lomprofeti, izizwe ezimbili ezingafananiyo, umzekeliso pheleleyo wosuku esiluphilayo aluba sasilesikhathi ukungena kukho.
Notice, God doing this in parable, we would find out, paralleling. Now, also, Balaam required a ram on each altar. That was speaking of his faith in a coming Messiah.
Nanzelela, uNkulunkulu senza lokho ngomfanekiso ukuze sikufumane ukulinganisa. Kathesi futhi uBalaam wafuna inqama kulathi ngalinye lokho kwakukhuluma ngokholo lwakhe kuMesiya owayesiza.
A ram. He sheep. That's the same sacrifice they had down in Israel. Down in the camp of Israel up here by Moab. Fundamentally, they were both right.
Yes.
But notice, fundamentally in doctrine.
Inqama, imvu einduna, yiyo umhlatshelo ababelawo, ofanayo ababelawo ko-Israyeli. Phansi le enkambeni yako-Israyeli, phezu lapha, nge Gomoapi, I ngokwesekelo bonke babeqondile, kodwa nanzelela ngokwesekelo emfundisweni.
But one prophet down in Israel's camp had the characteristics of God and the Word of God. He stayed with the promise of God for that age because he was in a line going to the promised land.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Kodwa omunye umprofethi phansi le enkambeni yako-Israyeli wayelezimilo zikaNkulunkulu futhi lelizwi likaNkulunkulu wahlala lesithembiso sikaNkulunkulu laleso sizukulwane ngoba wayesendleleni esiya elizweni lesithembiso bona.
Now as far as the fundamental part, Balaam could be just as identified as Moses was. But you see, Moses, being the correct prophet of God, not only had the fundamental parts, but had the identification of God.
Gates mayelana lengxenye ngokwesekelo. UBhalam, uBhalaki, wayesaziwa njengoMose. Kodwa uyabona, uMose engumprofethi oqondileyo kaNkulunkulu. Wayengela zingxenye zesekelo, kodwa wayelezinkomba zikaNkulunkulu.
See, he was in line of duty, exactly what was promised for that age. Not for the age of Noah, but for the age then. I will take you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey.
Bona, wayesendleleni yomsebenzi khonoko nje okwakuthenjisiwe leso sizukulwane kungesikho isizukulwane sikaNoah kodwa okwaleso sizukulwane esasikhona ngizanihambisa elizweni eligeleza ucakho noluju.
They were on their way and Israel was identified with their prophet Moses with the message of that age. God, characteristics identified in Moses.
Babe sendleleni yabo futhi uIsrayeli wakhonjwa lo mprofeti wabo uMose kanye lombiko waleso sizukulwane. Izimilo zikaNkuluNkulu zikhonjiwe kuMose.
A pillar of fire was following him. He also had the atonement in action. Not speaking of it, but had it in action.
Amen.
Not what will be, what is right now.
Insika yomlilo yayimlandela. Futhi wayelokubuyisana ngokwenza. Hathi ngokukhuluma ngakho, kodwa elakho ngokwenza. Hathi lokho okuza kuba khona, lokho okukhona kathesi.
Notice he had a brass serpent that had been lifted up for the sickness and diseases of the people. Therefore, Moses was practicing divine healing.
Nanzelela, wayele nyoka yethusi, leyo eyayiphakanyisiwe ngenxa yokugula lezifo zabantu. Ngakho ke uMose wayesebenzisa ukusiliswa ngokukaNkulunkulu.
He had the atonement, the brass serpent symbolizing that God was in the camp. And the people were looking on that brass serpent and being healed.
Wayelokubuyisana inyoka yethusi kufanisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayesenkambeni futhi labantu babekhangele kule nyoka yethusi futhi besiliswe.
He also had a smitten rock following him. And that was identifying God to keep the waters of life among them, joy and salvation. That they would not perish but had everlasting life. It was a type of that smitten rock in the wilderness was a type of Christ being smitten.
Futhi yena wayeledwala elichayiweyo limlandela futhi lokho kwakukhomba uNkulunkulu ukugcina amanzi okuphila phakathi kwabo intokozo lensindiso ukuba bangabhubhi kodwa babe lempilo engapheliyo kwakungumfanekiso we lelo dwala elachayayo enhlane lingumfanekiso kaKristu echaywa.
Then they were traveling in the line of promise. That was another identification. The showing God's characteristic. No matter how fundamental this other one was with the word, he had the fundamentalism plus the identification and the characteristic of God among them. God identified himself.
Ngakho, babehamba emzileni wesithembiso. Lokho kwakungokunye ukukhomba ekutshengiseni isimilo sikaNkulunkulu kungelani lokuthi lowo omunye wayesesisekelweni esingakanani lelizwi wayelobusekelo kanye lenkomba futhi lesimilo sikaNkulunkulu phakathi kwabo uNkulunkulu wazikhomba yena ngokwakhe.
Two prophets, both of them prophets, both of them fundamental. But God identified his characteristics in Moses because he had the characteristics of God with him.
Abaprofeti ababili, bobabili bengabaprofeti, futhi bobabili besisekelweni, kodwa uNkulunkulu wakhomba izimilo zakhe kuMose, ngoba wayelezimilo zikaNkulunkulu kanye laye.
Now, again, God's characteristics is always supernatural. Because he is supernatural. God is supernatural.
Kathesi njalo izimilo zikaNkulunkulu zingaphezulu kwemvelo ngoba yena ungaphezulu kwemvelo uNkulunkulu ungaphezulu kwemvelo.
It's unusual always to the modern trend of thinking of the day. You know that. God's always has upset the apple cart for the religious groups in every age it's ever passed.
Akujwayelekanga isikhathi zonke. Ngokucabanga kwendlela yesimanje manje uyakwazi khona lokho uNkulunkulu uhlala egenqula amacebo amaqembu ezenkolo kuzo zonke izizukulwane ezedluleyo.
And not one time did ever a person or a group of people ever organize herself together upon a message, but what they died in one on the shelf and never raised again. There's no history.
Akula ngicho isikhathi esisodwa lapho umuntu kumbe iqembu labantu lapho abake bazihlela ndawonye phezu kombiko kodwa bahle bafa njalo baya eshelfini futhi kabazange baphinda bavuka futhi akula mbali.
The Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, and so forth, never raise again. When they go to grouping it, God deals with individuals.
Ama Lutherani, ama Presbyterian, ama Methodisti, ama Baptisti, ama Pentecosti, futhi lokunjalo, kabazange bavuke, futhi lapho beqala ukukwenza iqembu, uNkulunkulu usebenza lomuntu omunye ngamunye.
Notice, he's so unusual to the way of thinking. See, we get off in a trend and we have to believe it this way. And then God comes around with his word that he's promised and identifies himself in that word. This group can't go to it because they don't believe in him. See, it's done cut itself off from him.
Nanzelela. Ye nagajayeleganga gangago. Ngendlela yokucabanga. Bona, siyacezuka ngenjayelo. Futhi kumele sikukholwe khona ngale indlela. Futhi njalo uNkulunkulu uyabhoda abuye lelizwi lakhe lelo alithembisileyo yena futhi azikhombe yena uqobo kulelo lizwi leli iqembu alikwanisi ukungena kulo ngoba kalikholwa kulo bona selizehlukanisile kulo.
Like Joseph, he was a son of David and a good man. Joseph, the husband of Mary. He was a good man, and no doubt read the Bible, the scrolls continually because, and was looking for a Messiah to come. And should have known what the scripture said that would take place. Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive.
Njengo Josepha, wayeyindodana kaDavida, futhi eyindoda elungileyo. UJosepha indoda kaMaria, wayeyindoda elungileyo. Futhi kungela kuthandabuza wayefunda iBhayibheli imiqulu kokuphela ngoba futhi wayekhangela uMesiya ukuba aze futhi wayemele abekwazi lokho umbhalo owawukutshoyo okwakuza kwenzeka uIsaya wathi intombi izakhulelwa.
Well, now he was going with this young girl Mary, probably 18 years old, is probably a bit older, and then when they were engaged to get married, she shows up to be mother. Now, that was kind of hard for Joseph to kind of settle on that.
Awu, gates. Wayehamba lale inkazana Maria. Mhlawumbe leminyaka lechumi lesifico minimbili ubudala. Futhi yena mhlawumbe wayemdazana. Futhi lapho bemiselene ukuthathana, uyatshengisa ukuba ngumama.
No doubt but what Mary told him, the visit of Gabriel. But we notice the way his character was leading him, he doubted it. Now she was found to be mother before they were wed. And in the Bible, that punishment is death by being stoned.
Kungelakho ukuthandabuza ukuba uMaria wamtshela ngokuvakatsha kuka Gabriel. Kodwa siyananzelela indlela isimilo sakhe esasimkhokhela ngaso. Wakuthandabuza. Kathesi wafunyana ukuba ngumama bengakashadi. Futhi eBhayibhelini leso sijeziso yikufa ngokukhandwa ngamatshe.
Unwedded woman becoming mother. She had to be stoned. There's no prostitution in Israel. It was put out. So we find out, and Deuteronomy tells us that.
Umfazi ongachadanga esiba ngumama. Wayengakhandwa ngamatshe. Kwakungela buhule ko-Israyeli. Kwakukhutshelwa phandle. Ngakho siyafumana ku-Deuteronomy kuyasitshela lokho.
Now, we find that Mary looked like she was trying to use Joseph just for a shield of some act that she had done. Because if she was found already to be mother before they were married, then she must be stoned, and she must have someone now that could stand as a shield for her. And that looked a whole lot like it was what she was trying to do.
Gatesi siyafumana ukuba uMaria kukhangeleka sengathi wayezama ukusebenzisa uJosefa ukuba lihawu lakhe nje ngesenzo ayesenzile ngoba nxa wafunyana ese ngumama kudala bengaka chathi ngakho kumele akhandwe ngamatshe njalo kumele abe lomunye kathesi owayeza kuma njengehawu lakhe futhi lokho kwakhangeleka konke sengathi yikho ayezama ukukwenza.
But Joseph, looking into her big pretty eyes, and she'd say, Joseph, Gabriel said to me, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow thee, and this thing that will be conceived in thee is of the Holy Spirit. It's God. It's what it's going to be called, the Son of God.
Kodwa uJosefa ekhangele emehlweni akhe amakhulu amahle futhi wayesithi, Joseph, uGabriel uthe kimi, umoya oyingcwele uzakwembesa futhi le into eza kukhulelwa phakathi kwakho ngekamoya oyingcwele kunguNkulunkulu yikho okuza kubizwa indodana kaNkulunkulu.
Joseph, he wanted to believe that, but it was so unusual. It never happened before. And that's just the way today.
Njalo uJoseph waye funa ukukholwa lokho kodwa kwakungajwayelekanga kangako lokho kwakungakaze kwenzakale eqaleni futhi iyo indlela nje lamuhla.
If we could only, if I had some way of getting the people to see that the unusualness of anything, if it's identified by the word, then its characteristics proves what it is. It's God in action.
Nxa singa kuphela nxa ngangeleyinye indlela yokwenza abantu babone ukuthi ukungajayeleki kwalobo yikuyini nxa kukhonjwe yilizwi ngakho izimilo zakho ziyafakaza ukuthi kuyini ngoNkulunkulu esenza.
Joseph should have known this. He should have known a virgin shall conceive. But he was honest about it. He didn't want to put her away privately, but he was thinking on doing it.
UJosefa wayemele wabakwazi lokho. Wayemele wabakwazi intombi izakhulelwa, kodwa wayeqotho ngakho lokho. Wayengafuni ukumlahla ngasese, kodwa wayecabanga ngokukwenza.
And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Did you ever wonder why he appeared in a dream? There was no prophets of them days. Their dream was so simple, it needed no interpretation.
Futhi ke ingilosi yenkosi yabonakala kuye ngephupho. Sewake wamangala kungani wabonakala ngephupho. Kwakungela amaprofeti ngalezo nsuku. Iphupho labo lalilula, lalingadingi incazelo.
Said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not taking thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. See? Then that settled it.
Wathi Josepha wena ndodana kaDavida, ungesabi ukuzithathela uMaria umkakho, ngoba lokho kukhulelwe ngaphakathi kwakhe ngokukaMoya Engcwele, bona ngakho. Lokho kwathulisa konke.
See, he come to him in a dream, secondarily. But you see, there was no prophet there to identify that word. That this is the virgin that shall conceive. See? So therefore, he appeared to him in a dream because he was honest and just and a good man.
Bona weza kuye ngephupho indlela yesibili. Kodwa yabo kwakungelam prophet lapho ukukhomba lelo lizwi ukuthi le yiyo intombi ezakukhulelwa. Bona. Ngakho ke yena wabonakala kuye ngephupho ngoba wayeqotho futhi elungile njalo eyindoda elungileyo.
And I believe God will come to any good man in some way and identify his doings to that good man for the age. If that man's called of God for that age.
Futhi ngiyakholwa uNkulunkulu uyakuza kuloba nguphi umuntu olungileyo. Ngeyinye indlela futhi akhombe ukwenza kwakhe kulowo muntu olungileyo kuleso zukulwane. Nxa lowo muntu ebizwe nguNkulunkulu kuleso zukulwane.
Now, but it was so unusual, they just could not hardly grasp it. but always the appearing according to the promised word for the age. All this unusualness.
Gathesi kodwa kwakungajayeleki. Babengakwanisi ukukubamba. Kodwa izikhathi zonke ukuvela mayelana lelizwi lesithembiso saleso sizukulwane konke lokho okungajayeleki.
Now there's some people might go around and say, well, this is unusual, that's God. This is unusual. But you see, it has to be identified by the Word, and the Word is God. See?
Gathesi kulabantu abangahamba bebhoda futhi besithi, awu, lokho akujwayeleki, lo ngunkulunkulu, lokho akujwayeleki. Kodwa uyabo, kumele kukhonjwe ilizwi, futhi ilizwi ngunkulunkulu, bona.
And then the characteristic of this identification identifies who it is. Because God said this would happen, and it happens. See, the characteristic of it is God's word being identified by the characteristic of what's going on.
Njalo isimilo senkomba le sikhomba ukuba kungubani ngoba uNkulunkulu wathi lokho kuza kwenzakala futhi kuyenzakala bona isimilo sakho yilizwi likaNkulunkulu likhonjwa ngezimilo zalokho okwenzakalayo.
He said in the last days he pour out the Holy Ghost. He did it. The characteristics of it identify that it was God, His word, promise. See, it always identifies itself.
Wathi ngensuku zokucina yena uza kuthulula umoya engcwele. Yena wakwenza izimilo zangakhona zakhomba ukuthi kwako ngunkulunkulu ilizwi lakhe lithenjisiwe. Bona lihlezi lizikhomba lona ngokwalo.
Now, always, every time, corrects the word when the word is said wrong. Did you ever notice? It was in the days of Noah that corrected that scientific age that God was going to bring water down out of the heavens.
Ngathesi izikhathi zonke, ngasikhathi sonke, uqondisa ilizwi, lapho nxa ilizwi likhulunywe ngokungayisikho. Sewake wananzelela. Kwakuyinzinsuku zikaNoah. Elaqondisa leso sizukulwane sezisayensi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayeza kuletha amanzi evela emazulwini.
It was Moses, see, that corrected when they had all settled down in Egypt and so forth, but God's word had to come to be identified. And the truth of the word corrects the error.
KwakunguMoses bona lo owaqondisayo lapho basebe hlalisekile bonke phansi le eGibhithe futhi lokunye konke kodwa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lalibuyela ukutshengiselwa futhi iqiniso lelizwi liqondisa impambeko.
Let me ask you something. We may go a little deep here. I'm not supposed to preach teaching or doctrine, but let me just ask you one thing.
Wothini ngilibuze singajula kancane lapha. Kangifanelanga ukuchumayela ngifundisa kumbe imfundiso kodwa othini ngilibuze into eyodwa.
Jesus was the word. We know that. The Bible said it was. St. John 1st chapter. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He's still the word.
UJesu wayeyilizwi. Siyakwazi lokho. IBhayibheli yathi kwakunjalo. UJohane ongcwele isahluko 1 ekuqaleni kwakukhona ilizwi futhi ilizwi lalikuNkulunkulu njalo ilizwi lalingonkulunkulu futhi ilizwi lenziwa laba yinyama lahlala phakathi kwethu ulokho eyilizwi.
Then when he could perceive their thoughts, they ought to know that that was the word, because the word of God said that's what he'd do. He was the prophet.
Njalo ke lapho yena ebona imicabango yabo bamele bazi ukuthi lelo kwakuyilizwi ngoba ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lathi yikho lokho yena ayeza kwenza, yena wayengumprofeti.
Now notice, we find out that when he was born, about 12 years of age, he went up to the feast of the tabernacle. And they went up there to the Passover, and on the road back, they went 3 days' journey and they missed him. Perceiving, thinking rather, that presuming that he was out among their people.
Gathesi nanzelela. Siyafumana ukuthi lapho yena ezalwa phose ichumi lambili yeminyaka yobudala. Yena waya emkhosini wamadokodo. Futhi babehambe khonale pasikeni. Njalo endleleni yabo bependuka babe hambe uhambo lwensuku ezintathu futhi balahlekelwa nguye bekhumbulela becabangela bengitsho becabangela ukuthi yena wayephakathi kwabantu bakibo.
We can make a lesson out of that. That's so much today. Now you Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever you are. See, you're doing that same thing.
Singenza isifundo ngalokho. Kunjalo lalamuhla, ngathesi lina ma Methodist, ma Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, ma Catholic, lobali yini? Bona, lenza into enye.
You're perceiving because Wesley had a great revival, Luther had a great revival, or Pentecost had a great revival. You're perceiving that he's among the people when sometimes he isn't there.
Liyacabangela ngoba ukuthi uWesley wayelemvuselelo enkulu, uLuther wayelemvuselelo enkulu, kumbe Pentecost yayilemvuselelo enkulu. Liyacabangela ukuthi uphakathi kwabantu lapho ngezinye izikhathi yena kakho lapho.
They went to find him. Where did they find him? Where they left him?
Yeah.
At Jerusalem.
Bahamba kuyamdinga. Bamfumana ngapi yena? Lapha bamchiya khona eJerusalem.
And when they found him, what was he doing? A little boy, 12 years old, probably never entered school no more what his mother taught him. And here he was in the temple debating with those priests about the word of God, and they were astonished at the wisdom of this child. Why? He was the Word.
Futhi lapho bemfumana yena, wayesenzani yena? Umfana omncane, iminyaka echumi lambili ubudala, mhlawumbe engakaze angene isikolo ukungedluli lokho unina wakhe ayemfundise khona yena. Futhi nangu yena ethempelini ephikisana lalabo baprisiti mayelana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu, futhi bamangala ngehlakanipho yalumntwana. Ngani?
Now watch, and now, not dishonoring you Catholic people to call Mary the mother of God. But just let me show you a little error here. If the church is built upon Mary, watch what happened.
Gates kangel. Futi gates. Ngingalicone lina bantu makatoliki elibiza Maria umama kaNkulunkulu. Kodwa wothini ngilitshengise nje impambeko encinyane lapha. Nga ibandla lakhiwe phezulu kuka Maria khangela okwenzakalayo.
Now she come up and she said, "Oh, your father and I have sought thee with tears." What's that statement? She then condemned her own testimony. She said, "Your father and I have sought you with tears."
Gathesi weza wathi, "Oh, ubaba wakho lami besikudinga wena ngezinyembezi." Khangela leyo nkulumo. Waselahla ubufakazi bakhe wathi, "Uyihlo lami besikudinga wena ngezinyembezi."
What's that word? He was the Word. He said, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" What's the word? Correct the error.
Khangela lelo lizwi. Yena wayelizwi. Yena wathi, "Kalikwazi yini ukuthi kumele ngibe ngisemsebenzini kababa wami?" Khangela ilizwe liqondisa impambeko.
Right there before those priests, she ruined her testimony, said she was conceived by the Holy Ghost, and here she says Joseph is his father.
Yes.
See that word? Catch it right quick.
Amen.
He was the Word.
Khonapho phambi kwalabo bapresiti, wona ubufakazi bakhe. Wathi wayekhulelwe ngomoya ongcwele, futhi lapha uthi uJosefa ungubaba wakhe. Bona, lelo lizwi likubamba ngokuphangisa. Wayeyilizwi.
Now, you know, a 12-year-old boy wouldn't do that. He was the Word.
Amen.
He was the spoken Word of that age. So therefore, the identified characteristic of God was in Christ. He corrected the errors.
Gates uyakwazi umfana oleminyaka elithumi lambili angeka kwenza lokho. Yena wayeyilizwi. Wayeyilizwi elikhulunyiweyo laleso sizukulwane. Ngakho ke izimilo ezikhonjiweyo zikaNkulunkulu zazi kuKristu, yena waqondisa izimpambeko.
He said, they said, "Why, we are Moses' disciples." He said, "If you was Moses' disciples, you'd know me. He wrote of me. Moses said, 'The Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like me.' You would know me if you knew Moses."
Wathi, bathi bona ngani singa bafundi baka Mose bona yena wathi aluba lingabafundi baka Mose lalizangazi mina waloba ngami uMose wathi inkosi uNkulunkulu wenu izalivusela umprofeti njengami belizangazi mina aluba belisazi uMose
and see the word always corrects the error of the day but the people don't like to believe it they hang right on just the same
football ilizwi izikhathi zonke liqondisa impambeko yosuku kodwa abantu abathandi ukukholwa bayabambelela kuphela loba kunjalo
but Jesus corrected his own mother and his mother was in the wrong because she had already said that that was a child conceived in her by the Holy Ghost and here she turns her testimony around and said that Joseph was her father was the father of Jesus
kodwa uJesu waqondisa umama wakhe futhi umama wakhe wayese bambekweni ngoba wayevele esechilo ukuthi lo kwakungumntana owayekhulelwe kuye ngomoya ongcwele futhi lapha yena uya phendulela ubufakazi bakhe wathi ukuthi uJosepha waye enguyise wakhe waye nguyise kaJesu
now if Joseph if he was the son of Joseph if he had been about his father's business he'd been down the carpenter shop yeah. but he was about his father's business up there in the temple rebuking those organizations
Amen.
He was about his father's business just a 12-year-old lad know ye not that I must be about my father's business
gates nqa uJosepha aluba wayeyindodana kaJosepha nqa yena wayesemsebenzini kayise wakhe wayezabe seshop yokubaza kodwa yena wayesemsebenzini kababa wakhe khonale ethempelini ekhalimela lezonhlanganiso bona wayesemsebenzini kababa wakhe umfana nje oleminyaka elithumi lambili kalikwazi yini ukuthi kumele ngibe semsebenzini kababa wami
did you notice when Jesus was tempted by Satan His characteristic there when he was in his temptation identified him to be God because he stayed with the Word. It is written, said Satan. Jesus said, it's also written. Stayed right with the Word.
Uke wananzelela lapho Jesu elingwa nguSatan. Isimilo sakhe lapho yena esekulingweni kwakhe. Kwamkhomba yena ukuba nguNkulunkulu ngoba yena wahlala lelizwi bona. Kulotshiwe watsho uSatan uJesu wathi kulotshiwe futhi wahlala lelizwi
God in sundry times we read here God in sundry times that's old times divers manners many ways identified himself to his prophets by visions
uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zasemandulo siyafunda lapha uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zasendulo yizikhathi zakudala ngendlela ezinenye indlela ezinenye wazikhomba yena ngokwakhe kuba prophet bakhe ngembono
that was the characteristic of a prophet was when he foretold things and it happened now that was his characteristic of his identification that God was with him
lokho kwakuyisimilo sobu prophet kwakuyikuba lapho ekhuluma phambilini izinto futhi kwenzakale. Kathesi lokho kwakuyisimilo sesiboniso sakhe esokuthi uNkulunkulu wayelaye.
Then that give him the rights to interpret the word for that day because the word of God come to the prophets.
Amen.
The characteristic of the prophet that he foretold.
Ngakho lokho kwamnika amalungelo okucasisa ilizwi lalolo suku ngokuba ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liza kuba profeti isimilo somprofeti leso asikhuluma yena phambilini
The Bible said if there be one and what he says comes to pass then you hear it but if it doesn't don't believe him don't fear him but my word's not in him but if it does come to pass then my word's in him That's his identification. That's the characteristic of a prophet.
IBhayibheli yathi uba ekhona oyedwa futhi lokho akukhulumayo kusenzakala ngakho muzweni yena. Kodwa uba kungenzakali lingamkholwa lingamesabi yena kodwa elami. Nxa elami ilizwi alikho kuye kodwa nxa ligcwaliseka ngakho ilizwi lami likuye yiso isitshengiselo sakhe yiso isimilo somprofeti.
Now, God in sundry times, that's how he showed his characteristics of identification of himself to man, by speaking through a man that was called to be a prophet.
Kathesi uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zasemandulo, yikho atshengisa ngakho yena izimilo zakhe, zokusitshengisa kwakhe emuntwini, ngokukhuluma ngomuntu lo owayebizwe ukuba ngumprofeti.
Now the Bible says that God in sundry times, diverse manners, spoke to the fathers through the prophets.
Gathesi iBhayibheli itsho njalo. UNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zasemandulo ngendlela eziningi wakhuluma kubobaba ngabaprofethi.
We also read over in 2 Peter that the whole word of God was wrote by him. Man of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible.
Siyafunda futhi ngale kuPetro wesibili ukuthi lonke ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lalotshwa yibo amadoda akudala bequtshwa ngumoya oyingcwele.
They were prophets. The word come to them and they wrote it. Wrote it down under inspiration.
Babe ngaba prophet. Ilizwi leza kubo. Futhi baliloba lona. Baliloba phansi ngaphansi kokuphefumulelwa.
First they were identified prophets. Then they wrote the word of inspiration. And they had the interpretation of the divine revelation. Because it was God in the man.
Okokuqala babengabaprofeti abakhonjiweyo ngakho ke baloba ilizwi lokukholwa futhi babele ncazelo yesambulo sikaNkulunkulu ngoba kwakunguNkulunkulu phakathi komuntu.
That's why he showed himself in his characteristics of identification. Their visions being the vindicated was God's characteristic in them making himself known to the people.
Gathesi yo indlela azitshengisa yena ngayo ngokwakhe ngezimilo zakhe zokusitshengisela imbono yabo yabe iqinisiwe kwakuyizimilo zikaNkulunkulu phakathi kwabo ezazisa ngokwakhe ebantwini.
That's the only way he was in Christ. A prophet was just a little speck. Christ was the fullness of God.
Amen.
And God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself and his characteristics identified him. What he was.
Gathesi yiyo kuphela indlela yena ayiyo kuKristu. Umprofeti wayeli thosanyana. UKristu waye ikugcwala kukaNkulunkulu. Futhi uNkulunkulu waye ekuKristu ebuyisana lomhlaba kuye ngokwakhe. Futhi izimilo zakhe zakhomba yena lokho yena ayeyikho.
In so much that he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe it. If I don't have the character of my Father, then don't believe me. Don't believe my claims.
Amen.
If I haven't got the character of my Father in me, then don't believe it at all.
Okokuthi wathi yena, nxa ngingenzi imsebenzi kaBaba wami, ngakho lingakukholwa. Nxa ngingela isimilo sikaBaba wami, ngakho lingangikholwa. Mina lingakholwa ukuzitsho kwami. Nxa ngingela isimilo sikaBaba wami, phakathi kwami ngakho lingakukholwa lakanye.
Now his characteristics never changes. God cannot change his character no more than a lamb can change its character or any other thing changes its characteristics.
Gathesi izimilo zakhe kaziguquki lakanye. UNkulunkulu akangeke aguqula izimilo zakhe kunge ngaba njenge wundlu lingeke laguqula isimilo salo kumbe loba yipi enye into engaguqula izimilo zayo.
Because as long as it is in its original, it's original. And if you change anything, then you've changed it from its original.
Ngokuba nxa kuphela isesimeni sokuqala isimo sokuqala futhi nxa utshintsha loba yiluphi ulutho ngakho uyabe uluguqule kusuka esimeni sokuqala.
It's just like you can take a hog and you can wash a hog and put that paint on his toenails like the women does and fix it up with lipstick and put it on a nice dress, turn that old sow out, she go right straight to the water and water again. Why? She's a hog.
Amen.
That's all.
Kufanana lokuba uthathe ingulube futhi ungayigeza ingulube njalo njalo ufake leyo mpenda enkumbenzayo njengabafazi bekwenza futhi uyilungise ngempenda yomlomo futhi uyiqokise isiqoko esihle ukhulule leyo ngulube ensikazi iqonda khona edakeni futhi azabhinqe njalo ngani uyingulube yikho kuphela.
But but you know, you wouldn't make, a lamb wouldn't do that. He won't even get in that mud. He don't want nothing to do with it. It's the characteristics of it, see?
Kodwa futhi kodwa uyazi ungeke uyenze iwundlu lingeke likwenze lokho angeke angene lokungena kulolu daka kafuna ukwenza ulutho ngalo isimilo sakho bona.
You might dress him in the same kind of clothes, but he sure won't go. The outside doesn't matter, it's the inside.
Ungamqokisa ngohlobo lunye lwesiqhoko kodwa ngeqiniso kasoze ngeqiniso kasoze ahambe ingaphandle kayilandaba ingaphakathi.
Now God being the source of all life, don't fail to get this. If I'm trying all with this in me to get you to see something, see? It's to your good, friends. It's for your behalf.
Kathesi uNkulunkulu engumthombo wempilo yonke. Ungehluleki ukubamba lokho. Ngiyazama ngakho konke okukimi ukulenza libone ulutho. Bona. Kungesi kulungeni kwenu bangani. Kungenxa yenu bona.
I didn't come here just to be seen. I didn't come here, there was no other place to go. I come here because I felt to come here. I felt that the ministry the Lord had given me must be showed amongst the people here. And I'm trying to get you to see what God really is now.
Angizange ngibuye lapho kuzobonwa nje. Angizange ngize lapha kwakungela enye indawo yokuya. Ngize lapha ngoba ngizwe ukuthi ngize lapha. Ngizwe ukuba inkonzo inkosi engiphe yona kumele itshengiswe phakathi kwabantu. Lapha futhi ngizama ukulenza libone ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngeqiniso uyini kathesi.
He's his promised word. He always is the word. And he identifies himself by the characteristic that he promised.
Yena uyilizwi lakhe elithenjisiweyo. Uhlezi yena eyilizwi futhi uyazikhomba yena ngokwakhe ngezimilo azithembisileyo yena.
A certain character would rise in a certain time. That's in the word. Then the characteristic of this person is supposed to rise identifies that is the person.
Isimilo esithile sasiphakama ngesikhathi esithile esiselizwini. Ngakho isimilo salomuntu omele aphakame siyakhomba ukuthi lo nguye lomuntu.
That's the reason Jesus had to be who he was. They should have seen it. No wonder they were blind. The thing said, though he had done so many miracles, yet they could not believe because Isaiah said they got eyes and can't see and ears and can't hear.
Yiso isizathu Jesu waba nguye na. Owaba nguye yena kwakumele ukuba ngabe bakubona akumangalisi bayiziphofu into yona wathi loba yena wayeyenza izimangaliso eziningi kunjalo babengalaki ukukholwa ngoba uIsaiah wathi balamehlo futhi ngababoni lendlebe futhi ngabakwanisa ukuzwa.
Each age, not only his age, but every age, how God in sundry times, diverse manners. Still, they just couldn't get it.
Bona, isizukulwane ngasinye, hathi kuphela isakhe isizukulwane, kodwa zonke izizukulwane, njani, uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zemandulo, ngamathuba amanenge, kunjalo, babengela ukubambisisa.
Now, his characteristics never fails. It always is the same. Now remember, his characteristic, the characteristic of God cannot fail. Amen. If it does, then God's failed.
Amen.
Kathesi izimilo zakhe kazehluleke. Zihlezi zifanana. Kathesi khumbula isimilo sakhe. Isimilo sikaNkulunkulu singeke sehluleke. Singaba njalo. UNkulunkulu uyabe esehlulekile.
And the Bible said in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, he is the unchangeable God. What whatever character he was at the beginning, he is still that same character.
Futhi iBhayibheli yathi kuma Hebrew 13:8 ukuthi uJesu Kristu uyafana izolo lamuhla futhi laphakade. Ngakho ke yena unguNkulunkulu ongaguqukiyo. Loba yisiphi isimo yena ayeyiso sona ekuqaleni, yena ulokho eyiso isimo esifanayo.
Every way he worked, any time he ever done anything, he does it the same way every time. If he doesn't, his character's changed. See? And his characteristics would display something that wasn't of God. See? So we wouldn't know where.
Indlela yonke yena asebenza ngayo, loba yisiphi isikhathi, yena enza ulutho, yena ukwenza ngendlela efanayo isikhathi sonke. Nga engakwenzi isimilo sakhe sesiguqukile, bona futhi izimilo zakhe ziya kukhanyisa ulutho olungayisilo lukaNkulunkulu, bona ngakho singeke sibekwazi ukuthi ngapi.
Like Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will know to prepare for battle? If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound.
Njengoba uPaulo wathi, nga uphondo lukupha umsindo ongazwakaliyo, kubani ozabakwazi ukulungiselela impi nga uphondo lukhupha umsindo ongazwakaliyo.
Now, if the trumpet is supposed to sound retreat, that's what we got to do, retreat. Yeah. If the trumpet sounds charge, that's what we're supposed to do, is charge. Yeah.
Gates, nga uphondo lufanele lukhali, hlehla. Yikho lokho okumele kwenzeke, hlehla. Nga uphondo lukhala, hlasela. Yikho kumele sikwenze, ikuhlasela.
But what is a trumpet? Is the word of God. It identifies God, whether it's which go up, sit down, retreat, stack arms, whatever it is. It's God's trumpet sound.
Kodwa luyini uphondo? Yilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Likhomba uNkulunkulu. Loba kuyi yana phezulu, hlala phansi, hlehla, buthelela izikhali. Loba kuyini? Yikukhala kophondo likaNkulunkulu.
And an uncertain sound, when the Bible says a certain thing's supposed to happen, somebody say, well, that's another day, then there's an uncertain sound there. Then you don't know what to do.
Futhi ukukhala okungazwakaliyo nga iBhayibheli ikhuluma into ethile ifanele ukwenzakala. Umunye umuntu athi, oh, lokho kwakusuka kolunye usuku, lokho ngakho kulokukhala okungazwakaliyo lapho, ngakho awukwazi ukuthi uyenzeni.
Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down and raise it up again. No uncertain sound there.
Uchess what? Ngilamandla ukubeka phansi ukuphila kwami futhi ngivuse njalo. Akukho ukukhala okungazwakaliyo lapho.
The woman said, we know Messiah cometh, and when he cometh, he'll tell us the things like he did. He said, I'm he. No uncertain sound there.
Amen.
I am he.
Amen.
Amen.
Umfazi wathi, siyazi uMesiya uYesu, futhi lapho yena esiza, yena uzasitshela izinto njengoba yena esitshelile. Yena wathi, mina nginguye. Akula kukhala okungazwakaliyo lapho. Mina nginguye. Amen.
They said, our fathers eat manna in the wilderness. He said, they're everyone dead. He said, but I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. No uncertain sound. I'm the tree of life from the Garden of Eden. No uncertain sound about that. Certainly not. Nothing uncertain about it. He was certain in everything that he did.
Bona bathi, obaba bethu badla imana enkangala. Yena wathi, bonke babo bafa. Yena wathi, kodwa mina ngisinkwa sokuphila leso esehla sivela kuNkulunkulu, sivela ezulwini. Akula kukhala okungazwakaliyo. Ngiyisihlahla sokuphila ensimini yase-Eden. Akula kukhala okungazwakaliyo ngalokho. Ngitsho lakanye, akula lutho olungazwakaliyo ngakho. Wayezwakala kuyo yonke into ayeyenza yena.
The Bible don't give an uncertain sound. It identifies a characteristic of God in its sounding.
IBhayibheli kayiphi ukukhala okungazwakaliyo? Iyakhomba isimilo sikaNkulunkulu ekuzwakaleni kwayo.
Jesus said in St. John 10:37, if I do not the works of my Father, and I don't have that character of my Father, then don't believe me. They are the one They identify his character in me, his characteristics.
UJesu wathi kuJohane ongcwele 10:37, nxa ngingenzi imsebenzi kaBaba wami, ini futhi kangila leso similo sikaBaba wami, ngakho lingangikholwa mina, yiyo yona iyakhomba isimilo sakhe kimi izimilo zakhe.
Because the Father is the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. And the characteristic of God is displayed by his promise for that age.
Ngoba ubaba uyilizwi, ekuqaleni kwakukhona ilizwi, futhi ilizwi lalilonkulunkulu, njalo ilizwi lalingonkulunkulu, futhi isimilo sikaNkulunkulu sibonakaliswa ngesithembiso sakhe saleso zungulwane.
Now, if he lived in Moses' time, it wouldn't have worked. And if Moses lived in his time, it wouldn't have worked. If he had lived in Noah's time, it wouldn't work if Noah lived in his time.
Gathesi nxa wayephile ngesikhathi sikaMose kwakungasoze kusebenze, futhi nxa uMose wayephile ngesikhathi sakhe kwakungasoze kusebenze, aluba wayephile ngesikhathi sikaNoah kwakungasoze kusebenze, kumbe aluba uNoah wayephile ngesikhathi sakhe.
Noah's prophesying of things for that day, and his characteristic and what he done identified him with the Word of God. Amen. Moses did the same thing.
UNoah wayeprofitha ngezinto zalosuku, futhi lesimilo sakhe lalokho akwenzayo kwamkhomba kanye lelizwi likaNkulunkulu. UMose wenza into efanayo.
And here Jesus come, and the Word is promised for that age is identified in Jesus Christ by the characteristic of the Word, which is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Futhi nangu Jesu esiza njalo, ilizwi elathenjiswa kuleso zulwane latshengiswa kuJesu Kristu ngezimilo zelizwi okunguNkulunkulu. Amen.
The pouring out of the Holy Ghost in the last days upon the common people has identified God's characteristic with the people. He promised it. It's a word. He said he'd do it.
Amen.
Nobody can take it back. He said he would do it.
Ukuthululwa kwamoya engcwele ngensuku zokucina phezu kwabantukazana kukhombe isimilo sikaNkulunkulu labantu. Wakuthembisa yena yilizwi, wathi yena uzakwenza, akula muntu ongakususa, yena wathi uzakwenza.
So all these things that he's promised, that's what he does. It identifies his characteristic. Yes, sir. Don't believe it. Don't believe my claims if my characteristic isn't that of God.
Ngakho zonke lezi zinto azithembisileyo yena, yikho akwenzayo yena. Ukhomba izimilo zakhe. Yebo nomzana, ungakukholwa khona. Ungakholwa ukuzitsho kwami nxa isimilo sami singayisiso leso esikaNkulunkulu.
Now notice, in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, he said, has my identification, my characteristic. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. That identifies that the character of Christ is in him, displaying the characteristics of him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel pretty religious right now if I am, horse. Yes, sir.
Gates nanzelele kuJohane 14:12. Lo okholwa yimi, yena wathi ulesitshengiselo sami. Isimilo sami, lo okholwa kimi, imsebenzi leyo engiyenzayo la uya kuyenza. Lokho kukhomba ukuthi isimilo sikaKristu sikuye ebonakalisa isimilo sakhe. Amen. Ngizwa ngikholwa okwakathesi nxa ngireleza. Yebo nomzana.
Oh my, see, there's no mistake about it. His life, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. See, that identifies the characteristic.
Bon. Gagula mpambego mayelana lakho, impilo yakhe, lo okholwa kimi, imsebenzi engiyenzayo, layo uyakuyenza, bona, lokho kuyakhomba isimilo.
Same thing he said, if my character doesn't identify myself, God in him, then he don't believe him. Now, he also said that he would be identified in that.
Into efanayo ayichoyo yena, nxa isimilo sami singakhombi mina, uNkulunkulu ekuye. Ngakho yena ungamkholwa yena kathesi. Yena wathi futhi ukuthi yena uza kukhonjwa kulokho.
Then that, if it doesn't identify him, then he isn't what he says. And today, if Christ doesn't identify himself, the characteristic of Christ identify us as being of Christ, believing the word, Jesus was the word, so he had to believe the word.
Ngakho lokho nxa kungakhombi yena ngakho yena akasikho lokho athi ayikho yena njalo lamuhla nxa uKristu ngazikhombi yena ngokwakhe isimilo sika Kristu siya kukhomba thina njengabaka Kristu ukukholwa ilizwi uJesu wayeyilizwi ngakho wayemele akholwe ilizwi.
And how can we say that we are of Christ and deny any word in that Bible?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of Christ is God in you. And it'll punctuate every promise with an amen.
Njalo singatsho kanjani ukuthi singabaka Kristu futhi siphika loba yiliphi ilizwi lalelo Bhayibheli umoya oyincwele kaKristu nguNkulunkulu ekuwe futhi liyaku sabela sonke isithembiso ngoamen. IBhayibheli yathi lezi zibonakaliso zibalandela abakholwayo umoya engcwele kaKristu ngoNkulunkulu ekuwe futhi uza kusabela sonke isithembiso ngoamen.
The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. The Spirit of God said amen.
IBhayibheli lathi lezi zibonakaliso ziya kubalandela abakholwayo umoya kaNkulunkulu wathi amen.
Don't say, no, that's for another age, that's for disciples only. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He, anywhere, all the world that believeth.
Amen.
These signs shall follow him.
Yeah.
Same thing, same yesterday, today, and forever. The characteristic being identified.
Omunye wabo gacho ukuthi hatch. Lokho kwakungokolunye usuku, kwakungokwabafundi kuphela. Yanini kuwo wonke umhlaba njalo lichumayele ivangeli kuso sonke isidalwa loba ngapi umhlaba wonke lo okholwayo lezi zibonakaliso ziya kumlandela yena into yinye efanayo uyafana izolo lamuhla njalo laphakade isimilo sikhonjwa.
That makes Hebrews 1:1 God of sundry times speaking to the fathers by the prophets identifying Christ resurrected today by the same characteristic that he did in sundry times. Did you notice? God never changes his way.
Lokho kwenza amaHebheru 1:1 uNkulunkulu wezikhathi zasemandulo ekhuluma kubo baba ngabaprofeti ekhomba uKristu evukile ekufeni lamuhla ngesimilo esifanayo leso asenzayo yena ngezikhathi zasendulo. Linanzelele yini uNkulunkulu gaguquli indlela yakhe.
In the old Bible, when a dreamer dreamed a dream, and there was no prophet in the land to see if this dream was right or not, they had another way of finding out.
EBhayibhelini elidala lapho umphuphi ephupha iphupho futhi kungela umprofeti elizweni ukubona ukuba leli iphupho laliqondile kumbe hayi babe leyinye indlela yokufumana.
They took that character, ever who dreamed the dream, took him down to the temple. The breastplate of Aaron, who was a high priest, hung on the post.
Bathatha leso similo loba engubani owaphupha iphupho bamusa ethempelini isambatho sesifuba sika Aaron owaye ngumpriest omkhulu salengiswa emgubazini.
And this dreamer told this dream, no matter how good it sounded, how real it sounded, if there wasn't a supernatural light flashed on those stones, which is called Urim Thummim, Bible readers understand, then I don't care how real it sounded, it wasn't so.
Futhi lumpuphi wakhuluma leli iphupho kungelani ukuthi lalizwakala kuhle njani, lalizwakala liqotho, nxa kwakungazange kube lokukhanya okungasikho kwemvelo okwakhanyisa lawo matshe okubizwa ngokuthi iUrim Thummim. Abafundi beBhayibheli bayazwisisa. Ngakho ke kangilandaba ukuthi kwakuzwakala kuqotho njani, kwakungenjalo.
The unusualness of God, the character of God had to display his characteristics in the supernatural to show that he identified himself on the message. Amen.
Ukungajwayeleki kukaNkulunkulu, isimilo sikaNkulunkulu, sasimele sitshengise isimilo sakhe ngokungekho emvelweni, ukutshengisa ukuthi uzikhombile yena ngombiko. Amen.
I say the same thing tonight. The old Urim and Thummim's gone, but the word's still the thing that identifies the characteristic of God. The promise of the hour that we're living. There is God's characteristics identified by the promise of the hour that we're living in.
Ngicho into efanayo kulobo busuku, iRim Thummim endala kayisekho kodwa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liyinto leyo ekhomba isimilo sikaNkulunkulu, isithembiso salesi sikhathi esiphila kuso, kulesimilo sikaNkulunkulu esikhonjwe ngesithembiso sehola lelo esiphila kulo.
That makes God the same as he was in sundry times. Look, in divers manners he spake to the fathers by the prophets. And the law and prophets were until John, since then the kingdom of heaven.
Lokho kwenza uNkulunkulu afane lalokho yena ayihikho ngezikhathi zemandulo khangela ngamathuba amanenge. Yena wakhuluma kubo baba ngabaprofeti futhi umthetho labaprofeti kwakukhona kwaze kwaba nguJohane kusukela lapho umbuso wezulu.
Notice, but in this last day, speaking the same thing he did then, through his son Christ Jesus.
Nanzelela. Kodwa kulolo usuku lokugcina ekhulume into efanayo yena ayenzayo ngaleso sikhathi ngendodana yakhe uKristu Jesu.
God in sundry times, divers manners, spake to the fathers through the prophets. In this last day, doing the same thing, speaking to the people, the fathers, through his son Christ Jesus.
UNkulunkulu ngesikhathi zemandulo ngamathuba amanenge wakhuluma kubo baba ngabaprofeti kulolu usuku lokugcina esenza into yinye efanayo ekhuluma ebantwini obaba ngendodana yakhe uKristu Jesu.
Has raised him up from the dead and he lives within us, identifying himself and foretelling us things, and he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
Umvusile yena kwabafileyo futhi yena uyaphila phakathi kwethu ezikhomba yena ngokwakhe futhi esitshela ngaphambilini izinto ukuthi yena ungumdaluli wemicabango lenhloso zenhliziyo uJesu Kristu onguye izolo lamuhla futhi laphakade.
God in sundry time and divers manner spake to the fathers through the prophets, but in this last day through Jesus Christ his son. The scripture cannot be tampered with. It's exactly
uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zasendulo futhi nangamathuba amanenge wakhuluma kubo baba ngabaprofeti kodwa kulezi nsuku zokugcina ngoJesu Kristu indodana yakhe umbhalo ungeke uguqulwe kunjalo sebili.
As I've said before, God don't need anybody to interpret this word. He interprets his own word.
Amen.
When he says anything, it happens. That's the interpretation.
Njengoba ngijile ekuqaleni, uNkulunkulu kadingi loba ngubani ukucasisa leli lizwi. Uyacasisa yena ngokwakhe ilizwi lakhe lapho yena ekhuluma ulutho luyenzakala yiyo incazelo.
You don't need anyone to say, well, I believe it means this. God identifies it by his own interpretation.
Yena kadingi bani ukuthi athi awu ngiyakholwa khona ukutsho lokho. UNkulunkulu ukhomba khona ngencazelo yakhe yena.
Yes, if the promise is for that day, we can't live in the light of Luther, we can't live in the light of Wesley, we can't live in the light of any of those. We got to live in the light it's promised for this day.
We kuba nqa isithembiso singelalo lo suku singeke siphile ekukhanyeni kuka Luther, singeke siphile ekukhanyeni kuka Wesley, singeke siphile ekukhanyeni kwabo bonke labo, kumele siphile ekukhanyeni okuthenjiswe kulolo suku.
What if Moses would have went down in Egypt and said, well, we're going to build a big ark. We're going to float out of this country. The Nile is going to come up.
Aluba umose wayehambe phansi eJibhite futhi wathi awu siza kwakha umkhumbi omkhulu siza denda siphume kuleli lizwe uNayili uza kuphakama.
They look back in the scroll, there's no promise of that. That's right. But you see, he identified himself as God's prophet. For what he said come to pass, then they know he had the word of the Lord.
Babeza khangela emqulwini kwakungela sithembiso salokho kunjalo lokho kodwa uyabona wazikhomba yena njengomprofeti kaNkulunkulu ngoba lokho akukhulumayo kwenzakala ngalokho bazi ukuthi wayelizwi lenkosi.
Pharaoh had spears but Moses had the word. So when they got to the sea, the spears all went under the sea and Moses took Israel across the sea on dry land because he had the word. And he was the word of that hour.
Amen.
UPharaoh wayele mikhonto kodwa uMose wayele lizwi Ngakho lapho befika elwandle imkhonto yonke yaya phansi kolwandle futhi uMosi wacaphisa uIsrayeli olwandle emhlabathini owomileyo ngoba waye elelizwi futhi waye eyilizwi lalelo hola.
Moses was the word made manifest for that hour. Elijah was the word made manifest for that hour. Christ is the word made manifest. And the promises that he made, a little while the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. The works that I do shall you do also.
Mose waye eyilizwi elibonakalisiweyo kulelo hola. Elijah waye eyilizwi elibonakalisiweyo kulelo hola. UChrist uyilizwi libonakaliswa njalo lezithembiso lezo yena azenzayo. Kuseyisikhatshana futhi umhlaba awusayi kumbona mina futhi kodwa lina liza kumbona mina ngoba ngiza kuba lani futhi ngibe kini kuze kube sekupheleni komhlaba. Imisebenzi engiyenzayo lani liza kuyenza futhi.
He promised these things. What is it? It's the characteristic of God displaying his word like he did in all ages.
Yena wathembisa lezi zinto kuyini khona. Izimilo zikaNkulunkulu zibonakalisa ilizwi lakhe njengoba yena esenza kuzo zonke izizukulwane.
Malachi 4, he said, before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, behold, I send unto you Elijah the prophet, and he will restore the faith of the children back to the fathers again, before that day comes. He promised it.
Malachi 4, yena wathi, lungakafiki usuku lwenkosi olukhulu olwesabekayo, khangela ngiyathuma kini u-Elija umprofethi futhi uza kubuyisela ukholo lwabantwana kubobaba njalo lolu suku lungakafiki yena wakuthembisa.
Jesus said in the 17th chapter of St. Luke, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when the Son of Man is being revealed.
UJesu wathi kusahluko 17 sika Luka ongcwele, njengoba kwakunjalo ngensuku zeSodoma kuyokuba njalo ekubuyeni kwendodana yomuntu lapho indodana yomuntu isambulwa.
When the revelation is unfolding itself in the days when the world will be like Sodom, what will it be? The characteristic of that scripture being fulfilled.
Amen.
God identifying himself by his characteristic. Characteristics that he's always been. He cannot leave that.
Lapho isambulo sisizo mbulula ngokwaso ngensuku lapho umhlaba uyabe unjenge Sodoma. Kuza kuba njani isimilo salowo mhlaba sigcwaliseka uNkulunkulu ezikhomba yena ngokwakhe ngesimilo sakhe. Izimilo lezo yena ahlezi eyizo, yena angeke akushiye lokho.
Last days he identified through his son. Notice how God does these always at the as he never changes his way.
Izinsuku zokugcina yena wazikhomba ngentotana yakhe. Nanzelela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukwenza njani lokho izikhathi zonke, lapho yena izi yena gaguquli indlela yakhe.
These three men that talked to Abraham, as we just speaking there, is the days of Sodom.
Lawo amadoda amathathu akhuluma kuAbraham njengoba besikhuluma lapho ensukwini zaseSodoma.
Abraham was a man who believed God. He took God at his promise. Sarah, his wife, was 65 years old. Abraham was 75 when God called him.
Abraham wayindoda eyayikholwa uNkulunkulu. Wakholwa uNkulunkulu ngesithembiso sakhe. USarah umkakhe wayeleminyaka engamashumi ayisithupha lanhlanu ubudala. Abraham wayelamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu lapho uNkulunkulu embiza.
He said he's going to have a child. Abraham would have a child by Sarah.
Yena wathi babezokuba lomntwana. Abraham wayeza kuba lomntwana ngoSera.
It might sound a little ridiculous, but I imagine she got all the little booties and pins and everything ready because she's going to have this baby.
Kungezwakala kungela ngqondo, kodwa ngiyacabangela wathatha wonke amabhuthisi lezi penete futhi lakho konke eselungisela ngoba babeza kuba lalo umntwana.
After the first 28 days, why? Abraham might have said, Sarah, how you feel, darling? No different. Glory to God, we're going to have it anyhow. How you know God said so?
Iminyaka emihlanu yedlula, usisizwa njani sithandwa? Akula mehluko, siza kubalaye, loba kanjani, uNkulunkulu watsho njalo.
A year passed. How you feel, dear? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
Iminyaka emihlanu yedlula. Usisizwe njani isithando? Akula mehluko. Siza kubalaye loba kanjani? UNkulunkulu washo njalo.
5 years passed. How you feeling out here? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
Iminyaka emihlanu yedlula. Usisizwe njani isithando? Akula mehluko. Siza kubalaye loba kanjani? UNkulunkulu washo njalo.
What was it? He had the promise of God. He believed God. And he acted like God. He held on to the promised word.
Kwakuyini? Yena wayelesithembiso sikaNkulunkulu. Yena wakhola uNkulunkulu futhi wenza njengoNkulunkulu. Wabembelele elizwini elithenjisiweyo la.
25 years passed. The booties had done turned yellow. But she still held on to him. Now he's old and stooped over and he's in a terrible shape and Sarah's womb is good as dead and he's sterile and what a condition they're in.
Iminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu yedlula amaphuthisi ayesephenduke abalithanga kodwa wabambelela kuwo loba kunjalo kathesi useluphele futhi usegogebele futhi usesimeni esibi njalo lesizalo sika Sarah sasesifana lokuthi sifile laye akasazali futhi isimo bani ababekuso.
How you feel, Abraham, father of nations? Is make believer friends and say to him, well, glory to God, I feel fine. We're going to have that baby anyhow.
Uzwa njani Abraham, yise wezizwe, abangane bakhe, babe ngamakholwa okufanisela, babe sitsho kuye. Awu, udumo kuNkulunkulu, ngizwa kuhle, siza kubalaye, lo mntwana, loba kanjani.
Because he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God. For he was fully persuaded that what God said, God's able to perform. Amen. There's a characteristic of a believer.
Ngoba kaphelanga amandla esithembisweni sikaNkulunkulu ngokungakholwa, kodwa wayeqinile esipha udumo kuNkulunkulu, ngoba wayeqinisekile ngokugcweleyo ukuthi lokho uNkulunkulu ayekutshilo, uNkulunkulu uyenelise ukukwenza. Amen. Nanso isimilo sekholwa.
What about you?
Yeah.
What about we, the children of Abraham? Are we identified with the word of God as a promise, and our characteristic identifies herself that we actually believe it?
Wena ke, bon, thina ke, abantwana baka-Abraham, siyafaniswa lelizwi likaNkulunkulu njengesithembiso futhi lesimilo sethu siyakukhomba thina ukuthi siyakukholwa khona sibili.
Or do we just hem-haw, jump from here and over here and down here and guess and hem-haw around about it? Then we're not Christians. We're just making believe.
Kumbe siyathikaza nje seqe kusuka lapha futhi laphezulu kwalapha njalo laphansi lapha futhi sicabangele sithikaza ndawo zonke mayelana ngakho. Ngakho-ke asiso maKristu siyafaniselwa ukukholwa.
But when we really stand to that promise, tow it right there and stay with it. Abraham did.
Kodwa lapho sisima kuleso sithembiso, sidonse khona njalo sime laso, Abraham wakwenza.
Now we find out one day he saw 3 men come walking. The Bible said here it was in the heat of the day. Must have been about noon.
Kathesi siyafumana ngolunye usuku, wabona amadoda amathathu esiza ehamba. IBhayibheli lathi lapha kwakuyikutshisa kwelanga kwakuyimini enkulu.
These men walked up and was talking to him. We understand that 2 of them went out in Sodom. I believe we spoke on it the other night. 1 of them stayed with him.
La amadoda eza futhi ayekhuluma laye. Siyazwisisa ukuthi amabili awo aya eSodoma. Ngiyakholwa sakhuluma ngakho ngobunye obusuku omunye wabo wahlala laye.
Watch this man that he called that stayed with him, what the man did. 1 was identified by his characteristic that he was Elohim.
Kangela lindoda leyo ayibiza. Leyo eyasalalayo. Lokho lindoda eyakwenzayo. Eyodwa yakhonjwa ngesimilo sayo ukuthi yena wayengu Elohim.
Elohim, the very first word in the Bible, in the beginning, God. Now, any of you scholars know that that word God there means in the Hebrew is Elohim, which means the Almighty, the All-Sufficient, the Self-Existing.
Elohim ibala uqobo elokuqala eBhayibhelini ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu kathesi loba nguphi owenilina izifundo liyazi ukuthi lelo bala uNkulunkulu lapho litsho ngesiHebheru nguElohim ukutsho usomandla oyeneleyo ngokwakhe oziphilela ngokwakhe.
Needs no help from nobody.
Amen.
Needs nobody's interpretation. He does his own.
Yes.
He's the all-sufficient God.
Yes.
Omnipresent, omniscient,
yes.
Omnipotent. He's God.
Kadinga uncedo emuntwini. Kadinga ukucasisa komuntu. Uyazenzela yena okwakhe. Yena onguNkulunkulu oyeneleyo ngokwakhe. Okhona ndawo zonke. Owazi konke. Umnini mandla wonke. Yena onguNkulunkulu.
There he was. And Abraham now, this patriarch who had a hold of the word, looked at this fella. And when this fella had his back turned to the tent, he said, where is your wife Sarah? Said, she's in the tent behind you.
Wayelapho ke lo Abraham kathesi kulo khokho owayebambe ilizwi. Wakhangela lumfo. Futhi ngesikhathi lumfo eflathele itende wathi, ungaphi umkakho uSarah. Wathi usetendeni ngemva kwakho.
Said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life and you'll have this baby, I promise you. And Sarah laughed about it, and the one was talking to him, told him what Sarah said in the tent behind him.
Wathi ngiza kuvakatshela ngokwesikhathi sokuphila, njalo uzakuba losane lolu engukuthembise lona. Futhi uSarah wahleka ngakho, njalo lo ayekhuluma laye wamtshela lokhu uSarah akuchoyo etendeni ngemva kwakhe.
Now in Genesis you read that. We find out that then Abraham, after this man had identified himself, what was it? Hebrews 4th chapter, the 12th verse said, the word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Gatesku Genesis, liza kufunda lokho. Siyafumana ukuthi njalo ke uAbraham ngemva kokuba lindoda isizitshengisele yona ngokwayo kwakuyini amaHebheru isahluko 4 iverse 12 yathi ilizwi likaNkulunkulu libukhali lilamandla ukwedlula inkemba esika nqazombili liyadalula imicabango lezindlo zenhliziyo.
He knew that this was the man. He knew there's no prophets in the land but him. And therefore the word of the Lord had come to him, and he was a prophet, and here the word come to the prophet.
Amen.
Wakwazi ukuthi le kwakuyiyo indoda, wakwazi ukuba kwakungela baprofeti elizweni ngaphandle kwakhe, futhi lapha ilizwi lenkosi lalize kuye, njalo wayengumprofeti futhi lapha ilizwi leza kumprofeti.
Same thing with John the Baptist.
Yes.
There had not been a prophet for 400 years. I remember maybe old Dr. Davis is sitting here tonight, the old missionary Baptist preacher that baptized me in the faith. He used to argue with me.
Kuyinto eyinye efanayo lo John umbhaphathizi kwakungazange kube lo prophethi okweminyaka engamakhulu amane. Ngiyakhumbula mhlawumbe uDokotela Davis omdala uhlezi lapha ngalobo busuku umthumayelo omdala weMissionary Baptist owangibhaphathizayo ekholweni wayejwayele ukuphikisana lami.
He said, Billy, you're just a kid now. You got to listen to me. I said, all right, Brother Davis, I'm listening.
Wathi Billy, ungumntwana nje kathesi. Kumele ungilalele. Ngathi kulungile mfowethu Davis, ngilalele.
He said, you see, John was not baptized. So he had been baptized, but hadn't been baptized, nobody's worthy to baptize him. That's good Baptist theology.
Wathi uyabona uJohane wayengabhaphathizwanga. Ngakho wayebhaphathiza kodwa yena engabhaphathizwanga. Kwakungela muntu owayefanele ukumbhaphathiza. Leyo yimfundiso enhle yamaBaptist.
Here come Jesus and said then, John said, I have need to be baptized to thee. Why comest thou to me? And he said, suffer to be so.
Futhi nangu Jesu esiza njalo, wathi, uJohane wathi, ngidinga ukubhaphathizwa nguwe, ubuyeleni wena kimi na. Futhi wathi, vumela ukuthi kube njalo.
He said, and then when he suffered him, said, you see, then Jesus baptized John.
Wathi, futhi lapho emvumela yena, wathi uyabo, ngakho ke uJesu wasembhaphathiza uJohane.
And when he went out of the water, then the heavens opened, he saw God in the form of a dove coming down, going on him, said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm pleased to dwell in.
futhi lapho ephuma emanzini ngakho izulu lavuleka futhi wabona uNkulunkulu ngesimo sejuba esehla phansi futhi esiza kuye wathi le indodana yami ethandekayo lo engimthokozela ukuhlala kuye.
But no, not disagreeing with Dr. Davis, but he was wrong. See, John was the prophet. And the word always comes to the prophet. So if the word was made flesh, it had to come to the prophet anyhow. Because he is testifying of the word, and his very characteristic identified in that.
Kodwa hatshi, ngingaphikisani lo Dokotela Davis, kodwa wayephambukile. Bona, uJohane wayengumprofethi. Lelizwi lihlala libuya kumprofethi. Ngakho nxa ilizwi lenziwa laba yinyama, lalimele lize kumprofethi loba kunjani. Ngoba wayefakaza ngelizwi futhi isimilo sakhe samkhomba khonoko.
Here comes the word. Now, what happened? As soon as he walked into the face of Jesus, John said, I have need to be baptized of thee. Why comest thou to me? Jesus said, suffer it to be so. For thus it is becoming to us, behooveth us, to fulfill all righteousness.
Nanto ilizwi lisiza. Kathesi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Lapho efika ebusweni buka Jesu. UJohane wathi, ngidinga ukubhaphathizwa nguwe, kungani ubuya kimi na? UJesu wathi, kuvumele kube njalo, ngoba kufanele thina ukugcwalisa ukulunga konke.
John being the prophet, him being the word, he was the sacrifice, and he was fixing to enter his earthly ministry, and the sacrifice had to be washed before it was presented.
UJohane engumprofethi, yena eyilizwi, wayengumhlatshelo futhi yena, wayelungiselela ukungena inkonzo yakhe yasemhlabeni njalo umhlatshelo wawumele ugezwe ungakanikelwa.
John baptized him because he knows suffer that to be so, for thus it's becoming to us to fulfill all righteousness. The sacrifice had to be washed before presented. And so John baptized him. Well, not Jesus baptizing John. John baptized Jesus. Suffer it to be so.
Futhi uJohane wampapathiza yena. Ngoba wabakwazi kuvumele lokho kube njalo ngoba kusifanele ukugcwalisa ukulunga konke umhlatshelo wawumele ugezwe ungakanikelwa futhi ke uJohane wampapathiza yena kwakungayisiye uJesu ebapathiza uJohane uJohane wabapathiza uJesu kuvumele kube njalo.
Notice here was Abraham. And he had the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord come to him. He was the prophet. And here comes the word. He called him Abraham, not Abram.
Nanzelelo Abraham, wayelapha njalo elelizwi lenkosi, ilizwi lenkosi leza kuye, yena wayengumprofeti, futhi kathesi nanti ilizwi lisiza, wambiza yena, Abraham, hatshi Abraham.
A few days before that, his name was Abram. Now it's Abraham, his wife is Sarah, now it's Sarah. Not S-A-R-A, S-A-R-A-H, not A-B-R-A-H-A-M. A-B-R-A-M, but A-B-R-A-H-A-M, Abraham.
Izinsuku ezilutshwane ngaphambi kwalokho, ibizo lakhe lalingu Abraham. Lingu Abraham, kathesi lingu Abraham. Umkakhe lingu Sara, kathesi ngu Sara. Hachi, S-A-R-A-Y-E, S-A-R-A, hachi A-B-R-A-H-A. M A B R A M A kodwa A B R A H A M A Abraham.
And this man identified himself when he said Abraham.
Amen.
Oh my. Abraham said Elohim. There's the word and the prophet together. Both characters identified.
Futhi lindoda yazikhomba yona ngokwayo lapho yena esithi Abraham. Oh mina. UAbraham wathi Elohim. Nanto ilizwi lomprofeti ndawo inye izimilo zombili zikhonjiwe.
Elohim. He said, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you. And then the miracle was done. Elohim. Abraham called him The all-sufficient, almighty, omnipotent God.
Elohim, yena wathi, ungaphumgakho Sera. Wathi usentendeni ngemva kwakho. Futhi ngakho isimangaliso senziwa Elohim uAbraham wambiza. Yena owanele konke, usomandla, uNkulunkulu lamandla wonke.
Jesus said, when he was on earth, he did the same thing that Elohim did. That identified his characteristic as being God.
UJesu wathi lapho elapha emhlabeni yena wenza into efanayo leyo Elohim ayenzayo lokho kwakhomba isimilo sakhe enguNkulunkulu.
And he said before in the last days, just at the coming of the Son of Man, when he's being revealed, this setting will take place again like it was in Sodom. Elohim among his people.
Amen.
Almighty God. That's what the scripture says.
Yes, that's right.
Elohim among the people.
Futhi wathi ngaphambili ngezi nsuku zokugcina ekubiyeni kwendodana yomuntu lapha esambulwa lokho ukuhlelwa kuza kwenzakala njalo njengoba kwakunjalo eSodoma. Elohim phakathi kwabantu bakhe, uNkulunkulu somandla, yikho lokho umbhalo okuthoyo, Elohim phakathi kwabantu.
For 40 years, he's been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Elohim, God, and the church. Look, Abraham seemed one sign, another calling, a sign, a calling, a calling, a sign, waiting for that promised son.
Okweminyaka engamachumi amane, ubesibhaphathiza ngomoya ongcwele, u-Elohim, uNkulunkulu futhi ibandla. Khangela, u-Abraham wabona isibonakaliso esisodwa. Okunye ukubizwa. Isibonakaliso ukubizwa isibonakaliso elindele leyo ndodana yesithembiso.
But the last sign that he saw, the last appearing, the last visit of God before the promised son arrived on the scene was Elohim in human flesh.
Amen.
Then the promised son come.
Kodwa isibonakaliso sokugcina sibonayo ukubonakala kokugcina ukuvakatsha kukaNkulunkulu kokugcina phambi kokuba indodana ethenjisiweyo ifike enkundleni kwaba ngu-Elohim enyameni yomuntu. Ngakho-ke indodana yesithembiso yeza.
And Abraham's seed is waiting for the promised son, Jesus Christ. And they've seen signs of pouring out of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, divine healing, and so forth.
Futhi inzalo ka-Abraham elindele indodana yesithembiso, uJesu Kristu, futhi babonile izibonakaliso. Ukuthululwa kukamoya ongcwele, ukukhuluma ngendimi, ukusilisa ngokukaNkulunkulu, njalo lokunye.
But when the Son of Man is being revealed, Elohim will return back to the royal seat of Abraham and show that same thing that he showed in that day. Amen. Elohim, as it was. Why? It'd be the characteristic of God.
Kodwa lapho indodana yomuntu isembulwa. U-Elohim uza kuphenduka enzalweni yobukhosi ka-Abraham futhi atshengise into efanayo leyo ayitshengisayo ngalolo suku. Amen. U-Elohim njengoba kwakunjalo ngani kuza kuba isimilo sikaNkulunkulu.
Now if Christ was God, yet a little while the world sees me more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you to the consummation, the end. The works that I do shall you do also. Jesus said that in Luke the 17th chapter.
Gathes nqa uKristu waye enguNkulunkulu kuseza kuba isikhatshana lomhlaba awusaku ngibona futhi kodwa lina liza kumbona ngoba ngiza kuba lana futhi ngikini kuze kube sekupheleni ekuqineni imisebenzi engiyenzayo liza kuyenza lana futhi. UJesu wakutsho lokho kuLuka isahluko 17.
All right. When we believe and see these last days, this setting is to be reacted again. Therefore, Hebrews 1:1, God in sundry times by the prophets identified himself in this last days has identified the resurrection of his son from the dead by giving the church the same characteristic that he had, making Hebrews 13:8 exactly right.
Amen.
Kulungile. Lapho sikholwa futhi sibona lezi nsuku zokugcina Logu hlelwa kuzaphinda njalo. Ngakho ke amaHebheru 1:1 uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zakudala ngabaprofeti uzibonakalise yena ngokwakhe kulezi insuku zokucina ubonakalise ukuvuka kwabafileyo kwendodana yakhe ngokunika ibandla izimilo ezifanayo ayelazo kusenza amaHebheru 13:8 abe yiwo sibili.
No feathers can be picked out of that. That's eagle feathers. They stay tight because they're heavenly bird. They feed some eagle food.
Akula nsiba ezingakhethwa kulokho. Lezo zinsiba zenqunqulu zihlala siqinile ngoba zinyoni zasezulwini bazondla ukudla kwenqunqulu.
Now we notice that in the sundry times, divers manner, he spoke to the fathers through the prophets. In the last days, through his Son Jesus Christ, by raising him up from the dead.
Gates, siyananzelela lokho ngesikhathi kudala ngamathuba abanengi wakhuluma kubo baba ngabaprofeti ngensuku zokucina ngendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu ngokumvusa kwabafileyo.
And here he is among us after 2,000 years. The same Jesus, not one of the prophets, Jesus. Hallelujah!
Amen.
The resurrected Son of God.
Futhi nangu yena ophakathi kwethu ngemva kweminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili uJesu ofanayo hatch omunye wabaprofeti uJesu haleluya indodana kaNkulunkulu evukileyo.
Jesus said one day, he said, a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and they'll get a sign. A wicked and adulterous generation. When was the world any more wicked or adultery and perverted than it is now?
UJesu wathi ngolunye usuku, wathi isizukulwane esibi lesifebayo sifuna isibonakaliso futhi baza kusithola isibonakaliso. Isizukulwane esibi lesifebayo kunini lapho umhlaba wake wabamubi njengalokho kumbe ubufebe lokuphambuka okwedlula okuyikho kathesi.
As it was in the days of Jonas, as Jonas was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and nights.
Njengoba kwakunjalo ngensuku zika Jonas, njengoba uJonas wayesesiswini sensika bayishiye okwensuku ezintathu, lo busuku obuthathu ngokunjalo indodana yomuntu kumele ibe phansi komhlaba insuku ezintathu lobusuku obuthathu.
Then a wicked and adulterous generation was to receive a sign. What kind of a sign? A sign of the resurrection.
Amen.
And we have it today after 2,000 years. He's still alive. He's among us tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Identifying himself by the characteristics of God, manifesting the word in this day that he promised to do. Amen.
Ngakho ke isizukulwane esibi lesifebayo sasiza kwamkela isibonakaliso, isibonakaliso hlobo luphi, isibonakaliso sokuvuswa kwabafileyo, futhi silaso lamuhla ngemva kweminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili yena lokho ephila ophakathi kwethu ngalobu busuku obufanayo izolo namuhla laphakade ezikhomba ngokwakhe ngezimilo zikaNkulunkulu ebonakalisa ilizwi lo kulo usuku yena athembisa ukuthi uza kwenza. Amen.
There's the word. How will you believe the sign? Is the next thing. Last days, his identification by his Son.
Nanto ilizwi kathesi. Uzakholwa isibonakaliso. Into elandelayo insuku zokucina ukubonakaliswa kwakhe ngendodana yakhe.
Notice, God spake to Moses in sundry times in the Deuteronomy 18:15. Said, the Lord your God shall raise a prophet like it unto me.
Nanzelela, uNkulunkulu wakhuluma kuMose ngensuku zakudala, kuDeuteronomy 18:15, wathi inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho iza kulivusela umprofeti onjengami.
Now watch, that's the word. That is the word. That was God. That wasn't Moses. How would Moses know that? He was a man. But God speaking through Moses said this. You believe that?
Yes.
All right.
Gathesi khangela. Lelo ilizwi, yilo ilizwi, kwakunguNkulunkulu, lo kwakungayisuye uMose lo, wayengakwazi njani lokho uMose, wayengumuntu, kodwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngoMose, wathi lokho, liyakukholwa lokho kulungile.
Now notice Jesus. Watch how his characteristics identified this promised word true. He certainly did. He was identified by this characteristic that Moses said he would be.
Gathesi nanzelela uJesu. Khangela ukuthi izimilo zakhe zakhumba leli lizwi lesithembiso liqinisekile. Yena ngeqiniso wakwenza, wakhonjwa ngesimilo, uMose athi uzakuba yiso.
Many of them like today, they want to see some great leader. Oh, this is Dr. P.H. so-and-so. He's out of Hartford University, or he's out of some great big somewhere like that. That's no identification of God.
Amen.
No, no. Not a thing about it. The Word's what identifies God.
Abaningi babo njengalamuhla bafuna ukubona omunye umkhokheli omkhulu olo ngudokotela PH sibanibani ophuma eHartford University kumbe ophuma kokunye okukhulu kweyinye indawo njalo leyo kakusiyo inkomba kaNkulunkulu hatch kakula lutho mayelana ngakho ilizwi yilo elikhomba uNkulunkulu bona.
Jesus was not a scholar. Neither was he a priest. Neither was he a rabbi to the world. He was a renegade to the world.
UJesu wayengayisiso isifundi, njalo wayengayisuye umpriest, futhi engayisuye urabbi emhlabeni. Wayengumhlamuki emhlabeni.
But God was confirming his word to him, which made him Emmanuel.
Amen.
That was his identification.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wayeqinisa ilizwi lakhe ngaye, okwamenza yena waba nguEmmanuel.
Now, here Jesus meeting this exactly what God in sundry times said he would do. Through Moses, what he would do.
Kathesi lapho uJesu esenza lokho, uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zakudala athi uzakwenza ngoMose, ayeza kwenza yena.
Now watch, when he met Peter, as we dramatized it the other night, when he met Peter and told Peter what his name was, this sign identified his Messiah claims to Peter. For the word had said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet.
Futhi kangela lapho ihlangana lo Petru, njengoba sa uzekelisa ngobunye ubusuku, lapho ihlangana lo Petru futhi watshela u Petru ukuthi ibizo lakhe lalingubani, lesibonakaliso sakhomba ukuzitsho kwakhe ukuthi ungumesiya ku Petru ngoba ilizwi lalithe inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho uzavusa umprofeti.
And Peter come up, which was Simon then, come up where he was at, and Jesus looked at him and said, your name is Simon, and you are the son of Jonas. That identified the character of Christ to be that word that Moses promised.
Futhi Petro weza, owayengu Simoni, ngaleso sikhathi weza lapho ayekhona, futhi uJesu wamkhangela wathi, ibizo lakho nguSimoni, futhi uyindodana kaJonasi, lokho kwakhomba isimilo sikaKristu ukuba yilo ilizwi uMose alithembisayo.
Peter recognized that that sign identified Jesus as Messiah. God was in Christ, the anointing for the last days.
UPetro wakubona ukuthi leso sibonakaliso sakhomba uJesu ngoMesiya, uNkulunkulu wayekuKristu.
To Nathanael, remember, he told Simon his name. Now watch. To Nathanael, he told what he had done. You were under the tree when I saw you. That identified him, Messiah.
Gu Nathanael, kumbula, wajelu Simeon ibizo lakhe, kathesi khangela. Gu Nathanael, wakhuluma lokho ayekwenzile. Ubunga phansi kwesihlahla lapho ngikubona. Lokho kwamkhomba yena engumesiya.
Said, you are the Son of God.
Amen.
You are the King of Israel. He was identified by the characteristic of the promised word that he was to be the Messiah.
Yes.
The Lord your God shall raise a prophet.
Wathi uyindodana kaNkulunkulu, uyinkosi yako-Israyeli, wakhonjwa isimilo selizwi elathenjiswayo elokuthi uzakuba ngumesiya. Inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho uzavusa umprofeti.
The little woman at the well. He told her what she was, and that identified him as this promised Messiah.
Umfazi umncane emthonjeni wamtshela lokho ayehikho futhi lokho kwamkhomba njenga lo uMesiya othenjisiweyo.
See, his character, his characteristics was the word being identified, was his characteristics showing that the word was God, so that was God being identified in Christ.
Amen.
Bon, isimilo sakhe, izimo zakhe, kwakuyilizwi libonakalisiwe, kwakuyizimilo zakhe zitshengisa ukuthi ilizwi lalinguNkulunkulu. Ngakho lo kwakunguNkulunkulu ebonakaliswa kuKristu.
Watch it. No. To Peter, he was identified to Peter by calling his name. He was identified to Nathaniel by telling him what he done. He was identified by the woman by telling what she was.
Gathesi kukhangele, qaphela, kuPetro waboniswa ukuthi ungubani. KuPetro ngokubiza ibizo lakhe, waboniswa kuNathaniel ukuthi ungubani. Ngokumtshela lokho ayekwenzile, waboniswa ukuthi ungubani ngomfazi ngokutsho lokho ayeyikho.
What he, who he was, what he done, and what she was. He identified his Messiah characteristic that was to be the characteristic of the Messiah.
Lokho aye ukuba yena wayengubani, lokho akwenzayo yena, futhi lalokho ayeyikho yena, wabonisa izimilo zakhe zobuMesiya ukuthi zaziyini, lokho kwakuzaba izimilo zikaMesiya.
Look at the little woman say the same thing. Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years. We've had plenty of church, plenty of fusses and denominational difference, but we haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years.
Khangela umfazi omncane esitsho into efanayo. Mnumzana, ngiyabona ukuthi ungumprofeti. Asizange sibe lo mprofeti okwamakhulu eminyaka, sibe lobunenge bebandla, ukuxubana okunenge lokwehlukana kwamasonto, kodwa zange sibe lo mprofeti okwamakhulu eminyaka.
We know that when Messiah cometh, this is what will identify him. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. Yes. Nothing uncertain about it. I am he. That identified him.
Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa uMesiya esiza, lokho yikho okuzakukhomba. Wathi yena mina nginguye. Lo okhuluma kuwe, akula okungaqinisekanga ngakho. Nginguye yena. Lokho kwambonisa yena ukuthi ungubani.
The woman with the blood issue identified him the word. Wow. By what he done when her faith touched him. He turned around and said, who touched me? He knowed something happened that identified Jesus as Messiah.
Umfazi owayesopha igazi wambona ukuthi ungubani, yena ilizwi njani ngalokho ayekwenzayo lapho ukholo lwakhe lumthinta. Wachibilika futhi wathi, ngubani ongithintileyo? Waba kwazi ukuthi kulento eyenzakeleyo lokho kwakhomba uJesu njengomesiya.
She believed it, and she said, if I can touch his garment, I'll be made well. So as soon as she touched, he turned. Said, now who touched me? And they all denied it. But his Messiah characteristic. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you see that, congregation.
Yes.
Listen as we're closing.
Wakukholwa futhi wathi, nxa ngingathinti sambatho sakhe, ngizasila. Ngakho lapho ethinta, wachibilika wathi, kathesi mbani ongithintileyo mina, futhi bonke bakulandula, kodwa isimilo sakhe sobuMesiya. Amen. Ngithemba liyakubona lokho bandla, lalela lapha sesivala.
There, she touched him. There was hundreds maybe trying to touch him. Peter even rebuked him, said, well, all of them is touching you. He said, yes, but somebody touched me different. That's that different, that faith touch.
Lapho wamthinta, kwakula makhulu, mhlawumbe bezama ukumthinta, uPetro laye wamkhuza yena wathi, yebo bonke bayakuthinta wena. Wathi yebo kodwa kulo muntu ongithinte okwahlukileyo. Yilokho okwahlukileyo lokho kuthinta kokholo.
Said somebody touched me. It was a different touch. I got weak. Strength went out of me. Virtue's gone from me. Now there he stands.
Bon, what? Kulomuntu ongithintileyo. Kwakuyikuthinta okwahlukileyo. Ngiphele amandla. Amandla aphume kimi. Amandla aphumile kimi. Kathesi nangu emile.
Now even his own disciple saying, in other words, you sound like you were some delinquent person. Well, people, everybody's touching. Watch his identification now.
Kathesi futhi labafundi bakhe yena besithi ngamanye amazwi uzwakala ingathi ngumuntu ozekelelayo. Ngani abantu umuntu wonke uyakuthinta. Khangela esakhe isitshengiselo kathesi.
He turned around, looked through the crowd. He singled her right out. She couldn't hide herself any longer. He told her of her condition and said her faith had made her well.
Amen.
Waphenduka wakhangela ixukwini. Wamkhomba yena khonapho. Wayengeke abezazifihla futhi. Wamtshela isimo sakhe futhi wathi ukukholwa kwakhe kwamenza wasila.
She knows by this that Hebrews 4:12, the word discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. His characteristic identified him to be the word of God made flesh and dwelling among us. Amen.
Wabakwazi ngalokho ukuthi amaHebheru 4:12 ilizwi liyadalula imicabango lenhloso zenhliziyo, isimilo sakhe samkhomba yena ukuba ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lenziwe laba yinyama futhi lihlezi phakathi kwethu. Amen.
I think the same thing tonight identifies him, the resurrected Jesus Christ living among us tonight, the same yesterday, today and forever.
Ngiyacabanga into efanayo iyamkhomba yena uJesu Kristu ovukileyo ephila phakathi kwethu kulobu busuku ofanayo izolo namuhla futhi laphakade.
Now as Hebrews 13:8 is true, his character will identify him today as it did then, the same manner.
Kathesi njengamaHebheru 13:8 eqinisekile isimilo sakhe siyamkhomba yena lamuhla njengoba senza ngaleso sikhathi ngendlela yinye.
Look at Theopas and them after the resurrection. Jesus identified himself the way he broke that bread. They had done it just the way he did it before he was crucified. And that identified his characteristics because that's the way he did it.
Khangela uCleopas futhi labanye ngemva kokuvuka kwabafileyo uJesu wazikhomba yena ngokwakhe ngendlela ayehlephula leso sinkwa ukuthi wakwenza khona ngendlela nje ayenza ngayo engakabethelwa futhi va lokho kwakhomba isimilo sakhe ngoba yiyo indlela ayenza ngayo.
Now if he was sure tonight, how would he identify himself? It's like he did yesterday. For it's the same today and will be forever. It's identification.
Kathesi nxa ebelapha kulobu busuku angazikhomba njani yena uqobo njengoba wenza yena izolo ngoba uyafana yena lamuhla futhi ebenjalo kokuphela yikukhomba.
Hebrews 4:14-15, he is now, says, he is our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
AmaHebheru 4:14-15, onguye kathesi uthi ungumpriesta wethu omkhulu ongathinteka ngobuthakathaka bethu.
He is our high priest. Right now, after his resurrection,
amen,
after his death,
amen,
after his burial, after his resurrection, after his ascension,
amen,
amen, he still remains,
amen,
the same yesterday, today, and forever, a high priest that can be touched, amen, by the feeling of our infirmity. Amen.
Ungumpriesti wethu omkhulu khona kathesi ngemva kokuvuka kwakhe kwabafileyo, ngemva kokuvuka kwakhe, ngemva kokungcwatshwa kwakhe, ngemva kokuvuka kwakhe, ngemva kokwenyuka kwakhe. Amen. Ulokhu ehlezi efana izolo lamhla laphakade umphristi omkhulu lo othintwa yibuthakathaka bethu. Amen.
He's that right now.
Yes.
To every man and woman here that'll believe it.
Amen.
He is our high priest.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Uyilokho khona. Kathesi kuyo yonke indoda lomfazi olapha oza kukholwa ungumphristi wethu omkhulu. Ofana izolo lamhlela phakade.
He ever lives. Do you believe that? His characteristics continually identify him the same as he was when he lived on earth. He's still living here tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit.
Uphila kokuphela. Liyakukholwa lokho? Izimilo zakhe ziyamkhomba kokuphela engofanayo njengoba lapho ephila emhlabeni. Ulokho ephila lapha kulobo busuku ngesimo sikaMoya Ngcwele.
He ever lives, and his characteristics follow him just as it always did if he's still a living.
Uyaphila kokuphela futhi izimilo zakhe ziyamlandela njengoba zihlala zisenza nxa elokhu ephila.
I'm thankful tonight that God in sundry times and divers manners spake to the fathers through the prophets in this last days through his son Jesus Christ.
Ngilokubonga kulobo busuku ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi akudala langamathuba amanengi wakhuluma kubo baba ngabaprofeti kulezi insuku zokugcina ngendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu.
Ma, I didn't know I'd talk that long. I forgot about it being like that. I'm sorry. I'll stop. Let us pray.
Ngazanga ukuthi ngikhulume isikhathi eside kangaka. Ngikhohliwe ngakho ukuba kunjalo. Ngilusizi. Ngiza kuma. Kasithandaze.
Heavenly Father, great merciful God. Lord, maybe I talk too much. I pray, God, if I did, you forgive me. But Lord, I cannot ask forgiveness for what I said. I said just what you said in your word here.
Baba osezulwini, uNkulunkulu omkhulu lomusa, Nkosi ngimhlawombe ngikhulume kakhulu. Ngiyakhuleka uNkulunkulu ba ngiyenzile uzangithethelela. Kodwa Nkosi, ingeke ngicela uxolo ngalokho engikukhulumileyo. Ngikhulume lokho wena okuchileyo elizwini lakho lapha.
Now just a word or two from you, Lord. Maybe everyone here will see it tonight. The little sick people will be healed when they see that you're still our great high priest.
Gates ilizwi nje kumbe amabili kuvela kuwe Nkosi. Mhlawumbe wonke umuntu lapha uza kubona kulobo busuku. Abancinyane abantu abagulayo bazokusiliswa lapho bebona ukuthi wena ulokho ungomkhulu umpriest wethu omkhulu.
I pray, Lord, in these next few minutes that you'll make this message live again.
Yes.
In reality, what I've said by word, may your characteristic identify you among us tonight, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Ngiyakhuleka Nkosi kule imzuzu emlutshwane elandelayo ukuthi uzakwenza lumbiko uphile njalo ngobuqotho kulokho engutshileyo ngezwi. Makuthi isimilo sakho sikukhombe wena phakathi kwethu kulobo busuku ukuthi uyafana izolo lamhla laphakade ngoba kungebizo lika Jesu siyakucela khona. Amen.
Just a moment now. I'm just a little late, but would you all suffer long enough to have a little prayer line for 15-20 minutes? If you will, hold up your hand and say, thank you. I promised to let you out at 9:30. It's that time now. It's 20 minutes still. So if you'll just give me about 10 minutes, I'll hurry right up.
Okwesikhatshana nje ngathesi si ngiphuzile kancane kodwa lingabekezela lonke ukuba libe lodwendwe lomthandazo okwechumi lanhlanu amachumi amabili emzuzu nxa lithanda phakamisani isandla senu uthi si kulungile. Ngiyalibonga bengithembise ukulikhulula ngelezi fica munwe munye lengxenye sokuyileso sikhathi manje se imzuzu engamachumi amabili ukuba sithaye ngakho nxa linganginika phose imzuzu elichumi ngizaphangisa.
Let's see, what did prayer cards they give out today? Oh, what, where did we start the other night? One?
I think it's one.
Yeah. And then the Holy Spirit
asiboneni iwapha amakhadi omthandazo abawaphileyo lamuhla. Oh yini saqalisela ngapi ubusuku lobuyana elokuqala futhi ke thina izolo ebusuku nje si umoya ingcwele.
I was listening today repeating what was said, some of them French names. The Holy Spirit, only way I could just wait and see.
Bengilalele lamuhla futhi ngiphinda lokho okwakhulunywayo amanye amabizo esifrench ngangi umoya oyincwele indlela kuphela engangiyenza ngayo yikuma nje ngibone.
See, sometimes when you see a vision, it's got to be turned around and translated. It's interpreted. A vision. Like you'd see a sheep. That might mean wool. See, you have to have also the translation of it. See? And turn that vision around and translate it.
Bona ngezinye isikhathi, nxa ubona umbono, kumele kuphendulwe futhi kucasiswe, kutolikiwe. Umbono njengoba ungabona imvu lokho kungatsho uchinda bona kumele ube lencazelo yakho bona futhi uphendule lo mbono ubu sucasisa.
And I noticed last night I couldn't pronounce those French names. I had to spell it out in Africa and around those Hottentots and heathens and things. It would spell their name right out, tell them who they were. Spell it right out in their language. They'd know what it was as soon as you spell it out. But he knows all languages.
Amen.
He's the eternal God.
Futhi nginanzelele izolo ebusuku kangizange ngenelise ukubiza lawo mabizo esiFrench. Ngenze okokuwapela eAfrika futhi la kulabo amalawu lamahedeni lezinto kwakungaphela ibizo labo khonapho ukubatshele ukuba bangobani kuliphele khonapho ngolimi lwabo babe besi bakwazi ukuba kwaye kuyini lapho uliphela kodwa bona kodwa wazi zonke indimo onguNkulunkulu ongunaphakade.
Let's start tonight from, let's say, 75 to 100 and is that what he said? Yeah. All right.
Ngasiqaliseni ngalobo busuku kusukela sithi amachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu kusiya ekhulwini ku o ngu o yikho akuchileyo ngi o ye kulungile.
Who's got prayer card 75? Let's see it. An O, prayer card O 75. Raise up your hand. Ever who has it. O, all right, come right over here.
Ngubani ole card lomthandazo lamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu kasiliboneni ku O i-card lomthandazo O elamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu phakamisa isandla sakho loba ngubani olalo o kulungile woza khona lapha
75 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Come this way, if you will. All right. So line right up over here right quick, because we won't have time. I'm going to just trust that you'll do it.
Amachuma isikhombisa lanhlanu. Amachuma isificaminwe mbili. Amachuma isificaminwe mbili lanhlanu. Amachumi ayisichiyagalolunye. Amachumi ayisichiyagalolunye lanhlanu. Ikhulu woza ngapha nxa uthanda. Kulungile. Yenzani udwendwe ngangapha. Ngokuphangisa ngoba kasoze sibe lesikhathi ngizathemba nje ukuthi liza kwenza.
Look at your prayer card. Look at your neighbor's prayer card. What if somebody's crippled up, move them right up in the prayer line. So if they got O, like this O, 75 to 100, line up right over here if you will.
Khangela ikhadi lakho lomthandazo. Khangela ikhadi lomthandazo likamakhelwane wakho. Ini I futhi uba omunye egogekile bahambise entwendweni lomthandazo ngakho uba ubabelo o njengo uo amachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu kusiya ekhulwini folani khona lapha nxa lithanda.
Wherever you are in the balconies, wherever we're come right down and come to the line as quick as possible if you will, so to save time.
Loba lapho elikhona ezitezi loba ngapi futhi yehlani phansi futhi lize edwendweni ngokuphangisa nxa lifuna ukuze sigcine isikhathi.
Now the rest of you here that does not have a prayer card, will you raise your hands and say, I haven't got a prayer card, Brother Bram, but I believe, raise your hands.
Ngathesi inengileni lapha abangela khadi lomthandazo ungaphakamisa isandla sakho futhi uthi kangila khadi lomthandazo mfowethu Branham kodwa ngiyakholwa phakamisani izandla zenu.
I remember I'm going to talk to you about the high priest. He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Gates Kumbula, ngizakhuluma kini ngomphristi omkhulu. Ungumphristi omkhulu ologu zwelana lobuthakathaka bethu.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provided sacrifice. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals all thy diseases. You believe that? He's Jehovah Manasseh, a buckler, a shield, or peace. He's still.
Ungu Jehovah Jaire, umhlatshelo ophiwe inkosi. Ungu Jehovah Rafa, inkosi esilisa zonke izifo zakho. Liyakukholwa lokho. Ungu Jehovah Manasseh, isihlangu, ihawu, ikuthula kwethu. Ulokho enjalo.
Well, how many believes that all those redemptive names of Jehovah was applied to Jesus? Sure, he had to be. They're inseparable, so he had to be all of them.
Awu bangaka abakholwa ukuthi wonke lawo amabizo okuhlenga kaJehova ayebalelwa kuJesu. Ngeqiniso wayemele benjalo nxa yena ngani awehlukaniseki ngakho wayemele yena abe yiwo wonke.
If he's still Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Rapha. If Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Jireh is the Lord's provided sacrifice for salvation, then he's Jehovah Rapha that heals all of our diseases. Amen. Healing can only come by God.
Futhi nxa elokhu yena enguJehova Jireh, unguJehova Rapha, nxa enguJehova Jireh, unguJehova Jireh, yi ngumhlatshelo wenkosi onikeziweyo wensindiso. Ngakho unguJehova Rapha lo osilisa izifo zethu zonke. Amen. Ukusiliswa ngeza ngoNkulunkulu kuphela.
All right, well, the people line up. I haven't got time to see who they are and what they are. But now, all out there that knows that I don't know you, raise up your hand. Say, I have a need of God, but you don't know me, Brother Branham. But I have a need of God. I'm just going to raise my hand.
Kulungile lapho. Abantu besa layina. Ngangila sikhathi ukuba ngibone ukuba bangobani lokuthi bayini. Kodwa kathesi lonke phandle le elaziyo ukuthi mina kangilazi, phakamisa isandla sakho uthi ngilesidingo sikaNkulunkulu. Kodwa kawungazi mfowethu Branham, kodwa ngilesidingo sikaNkulunkulu, ngizaphakamisa isandla sami.
Now if you just settle for a few minutes, watch, be careful, be quiet. Now I don't mean when I say be quiet, if the Lord does anything, you want to praise the Lord, that's worship.
Kathesi nxa lingahlaliseka okwemzuzu emlutshwane, likhangele, linanzelele, lithule. Kathesi kangitsho lapho ngisithi lithule. Nxa inkosi ngenza loba kuyini, ungafuni ukudumisa inkosi, lokho kuyikukhonza.
But what I mean, just run around, get up, you know, that's irreverent. See, and the Holy Spirit's very timid. See, just anything like that just leaves me, and I just have to battle in again, see. But if you listen.
Kodwa engutshoyo, ukuphonga ugijima ndawo yonke usukume uyazi lokho yiku ungahloniphi bona. Futhi umoya ongcwele ulenhloni kakhulu, ulenhloni kakhulu bona. Into enje enjengaleyo uya ngichiya nje futhi sokumele ngilwiseke futhi njalo bona kodwa nxa ungalalela.
Remember his first promise? Get the people to believe you and then be sincere. Nothing will stand before the prayer. You remember that?
Amen.
That's, I haven't seen it fail yet, and it won't fail. It's God.
Liyakhumbula isithembiso sakhe sokuqala. Yenza abantu bakukholwe futhi ke ubeqotho. Akulanto ezakuma phambi komthandazo. Liyakukhumbula lokho. Kunjalo futhi lokho. Kangikaboni kusehluleka. Futhi kakusoze kwehluleka kunguNkulunkulu.
Now we'll hurry with the prayer line so we get as many through as we can on count of the people. But you that's got prayer cards and not called tonight, hold your card, we're going to get you. All right?
Kathesi sizophangisa le line yomthandazo ukuze sidlulise abanenge sibenelisayo ngenxa yabantu. Kodwa line lamakhadi omthandazo futhi lingabizwa ngalobu busuku. Bamba ikhadi lakho siza kuthola kulungile.
Now you out there without prayer cards, remember, are you out there, whether you have prayer cards or not, just believe that he is, like Hebrews, the 4th chapter here, he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Kathesi lina phandle le, elingela makhadi omthandazo, kumbula, kumbe lina phandle le, loba lila makhadi omthandazo kumbe hatshi, kholwa nje ukuthi, unjengamaHebheru isahluko 4 lapha. Ungumpriest omkhulu ongazwelana lobuthakathaka bethu.
See if he remains. See if Jehovah has represented himself among his people like he did at the days of Sodom. All right.
Bona nxa yena ehlala. Bona ukuba uJehova uzibonakalisile yena ngokwakhe phakathi kwabantu bakhe njengoba wenza ngesuku zeSodoma kulungile.
All right, sir. Now let's pray now. Be real reverent. I remember. A word from God is more than anybody could say.
Kulungile nomzana, kathesi kasikhulekeni manje, libe lenhlonipho sibili, kathesi khumbulani ilizwi elivela kuNkulunkulu ledlula elingakhulunywa loba ngubani.
Now, this man here, I don't know him, and I guess you're a stranger to me, are you, sir? You're a stranger. We know one thing, that we both got to stand in the presence of God someday as man we've got to meet there. This is our first time meeting.
Kathesi lindoda lapha angimazi futhi ngina nganela uyi uyisihambi kimi uyiso nomzana uyisihambi siyazi into eyodwa ukuthi sonke sobabili kumele sime ebusweni bokaNkulunkulu ngelinye ilanga njengabantu kumele sihlangane khonale lesi isikhathi sokuqala ukuhlangana.
Now if you come here if you are sick I don't know it might be something else see but if I laid hands on you say praise the Lord go get well that's all right you can believe that
gathesi nqa ungeza lapha nqa ugula kangazi kungaba ngenyinto bona kodwa nqa ngi ngabeka izandla phezu kwakho uthi mayidunyiswe inkosi hamba usile lokho kulungile ungakukholwa lokho.
But what if he tells you what's wrong with you? Now, see, that's different. Then you know that identifies his characteristic.
Kodwa sithi ngabe uyakutshela lokho okubi ngawe. Kathe sibona lokho kwahlukile. Ngakho uzaba kwazi ukuthi lokho kuyabonisa isimilo sakhe.
See, that wouldn't be my characteristic. I'm a man. I wouldn't know nothing about him. I just told him, I don't know you. He don't know me. But what would that do? That would identify the characteristic of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Bona, lokho kungeke kube isimilo sami. Ngingumuntu ngeke ngazi lutho ngaye. Ngimtshele nje, kangikwazi yena, kangazi kodwa lokho kungenzani. Lokho kungabonakalisa isimilo sika Jesu Christu onguye izolo lamhla laphakade.
Knowing that it couldn't be me. Couldn't be me because I don't know the man. I raise my hand, here's the word. See? I don't know him, he don't know me. But the characteristic of Jesus Christ.
Ngisazi ukuba kungeke kube yimi. Kungeke kube yimi ngoba kangiyazi lindoda. Ngiyaphakamisa isandla sami, nanti ilizwi, bona, angimazi yena kangazi kodwa isimilo sika Jesu Christ.
If Jesus is standing here and he's sick, if he'd say, Lord Jesus, heal me, what would Jesus say to him? I've already done it. Is that right?
Nxa uJesu wayeme lapha futhi laye egula, nxa kwengathi inkosi Jesu ngiselise, wayengathini uJesu kuye, sengivele sengokwenzile. Kunjalo na?
He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we were healed. All the redemption that we ever can have was settled at Calvary. From there on is faith to believe the finished work. Is that right? All right.
Walinyazwa ngenxa yezimpambeko zethu. Ngemvimvinya zakhe sasiliswa konke ukuhlengwa esingaba lakho kwaqedwe eCalvary kusukela lapho kusiya phambili yikukholwa ukukholwa umsebenzi oqedweyo kunjalo na kulungile.
Now if Jesus is alive and I've talked of his word there you are back to that simplicity and faith believing his word.
Gathesi nxa uJesu ephila futhi ngikhulume ngelizwi lakhe nanko lapho okhona ubuyele kulobo bulula lokukholwa ukukholwa ilizwi lakhe.
When he met me that night he said you'll come to pass that you'll even know the secrets of their heart. They won't believe that first sign of the hand, they will have to believe this one. If they don't do that then blood curses the earth just like it did in Moses time.
Lapho ehlangana lami ngalobo busuku yena wathi uzakufika ekutheni uzakwazi le mfihlo zenhliziyo zabo abasoze bakholwe leso isibonakaliso sokuqala sesandla kuzamele bekholwe lesi bona bengekele ukwenza lokho ngakho ke igazi liyathuka umhlaba njengoba kwenza esikhathini sika Mose.
There will be them two signs that pour blood upon the earth. They pour water upon the earth and become blood.
What? Bangekele ukukholwa lezo zibonakaliso ezimbili ngakho thulula igazi phezu komhlaba bona thulula amanzi phezu komhlaba kuza kuba ligazi.
Now just find out when you see what your trouble is that would satisfy make you believe what you know it had to be the characteristic of the person I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
Gathesi ukuthi ngibone nje nxa ngingabona nje ukuthi uhlupho lwakho luyini lokho kungakusuthisa futhi kukwenze ukholwe kungeke kube njalo na. Uyakwazi kuyamele kube isimilo somuntu engikhuluma ngaye uJesu Kristu.
A man, as I look at him, moves back, he's shattered. There isn't a thing that medicine would ever help the man. He's in a dying condition. That's right.
Indoda lapho ngimkhangele nje ubuyela emuva usibekelwe akula into leyo umuthi ongayisiza indoda usesimeni sokufa kunjalo.
He's had an operation, and the operation was a prostate operation, and it's cancer, and the cancer scattered all through you. If that's right, raise up your hand.
Jesus.
Only God can heal
you. Ube lokuhlinzwa. Lokuhlinzwa kube ikuhlinzwa kokuphelelwa ngamandla futhi imvukuzane njalo imvukuzane isabelele indawo zonke. Nxa kunjalo phakamisa isandla sakho. UNkulunkulu kuphela angamsilisa.
Hallelujah.
I want to say something to you, sir. That devil might have hid from the doctor's knife, but he can't hide from God. You believe it? And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, may the thing leave you, may the man live.
Kodwa khangela ngifuna ukukhuluma ulutho kuwe nomzana. Lo Satan angabe ecatshele inqamo kadokotela, kodwa nangeke acatshele uNkulunkulu. Uyakukholwa lokho. Uyakukholwa lokho. Ngakho ngiyakhuleka ukuthi ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu kayimthiye lento. Mayiphile indoda.
Nothing just got weak. All right?
Akusilutho. Ngiphele amandla nje kulungile.
You and I are strangers to each other. A man and a woman meets. Now, as a man, I don't know you. And perhaps as a woman, you don't know me. No more than you just see my name or picture or something like that. But we don't know one another. That's our characters. We don't know one another's character.
Wena lami singabafokazi omunye komunye. Indoda lomfazi bayahlangana. Kathesi njengendoda ngangikwazi futhi mhlawumbe njengomfazi kawungazi akwedluli nje ukuthi ubone ibizo lami kumbe umfanekiso kumbe enye into enjengalokho kodwa kasazani izimilo zethu asazani izimilo zethu.
But the characteristic of Christ, he's the word, and the word is promised for this day. You heard me speak of it.
Kodwa izimilo zika Christu yena uyilizwi futhi lelizwi lithenjiswe okwalamhlanje ungizwile ngikhuluma.
Then his characteristics would identify him here. Not me identify him. I don't know you. You understand? Our congregation understand that? I'm the man. I'm just your brother.
Ngakho ke izimilo zakhe ziza kumkhomba yena lapha. Hathi mina ngimkhomba. Yena kangikwazi. Uyakuzwisisa. Ibandla lethu liyakuzwisisa lokho. Bona, ngingumuntu, ngingumfo wenu.
Like the woman at the well. Say something's wrong with you. Or what you want or what you're here for. Let God be the judge of that.
Njengomfazi emthonjeni, utsho lokho okungalunganga ngawe. Into engalunganga ngawe. Kumbe lokho okufunayo, kumbe lokho ongakho lapha. Yeke uNkulunkulu abe ngumahluleli walokho.
You are suffering from anemia condition. That is right, isn't it? I constantly hit that somebody thinking I guessed it. I don't guess that. No. Every once in a while I feel that somebody.
Ubulawa yisimo sokusilela igazi. Lokho liqiniso. Angithi ngichaye lokho izikhathi zonke. Omunye umuntu ecabanga ukuthi ngikucabangele lokho. Kangikucabangeli lokho, hatshi, kanye nasikhatshana. Ngiyakuzwa lokho omunye.
You can't hide your thoughts now. Now it's about, I know two real bad skeptics sitting here. So now remember, I can call your name too. God can. So you quit thinking that.
Ungeke ufihle imicabango yakho kathesi. Kathesi, kulaba phosi ngiyazi ababili, abacothozayo, sibili bahlezi lapha bona. Ngakho ke kathesi khumbula ngingabiza ibizo lakho futhi uNkulunkulu angakwenza ngakho. Yekela ukucabanga lokho.
Let me show you. Look here, lady. Look at me. I don't know what he told you. But I know what he is. And that's his characteristic identified. Yes, it's anemia condition of blood, water.
Yeka ngikutshengise. Khangela lapha Nkosikazi. Khangela kimi. Kangikwazi ukuthi ukutshelene. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi uyini. Futhi lokho isimilo sakhe sikhonjiwe. Yebo yikuphatheka kwegazi, igazi amanzi.
Now, here's something. Sit and think, this is guessing. Got a child you're praying for that you're trying. It's got in his throat, tonsils, adenoids. It's up for an operation, isn't it, right? Take that handkerchief and put on it and believe. Don't doubt, you won't need it.
Kathesi lapha nansi enye into. Bona ngabe cabanga ukuthi yikucabangela ulomntwana omkhulekelayo olapha liqiniso kule emphinjeni wakhe amadlala uvuvukile phakathi kwamakhala ulindele ukuhlinzwa akunjalo yini thatha leso sifinyo futhi usifake phezu kwakhe njalo ukholwe ungathandabuzi akasoze adinga ukuhlinzwa kathesi kholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
How do you do?
Amen. Hallelujah.
The thing is, for this woman here, that you are scared about something. You're afraid that a birthmark has turned to cancer.
Woo!
Now, go believing. It won't be that way. Just go believing with all your heart.
Sakubona. Into eyiyo kulo umfazi lapha. Yikuba kulento oyesabayo. Uyesaba ukuthi umkhango usuphenduke waba imvukuzane. Akathe sihamba ukholwe futhi akusoze kube njalo. Hamba nje ukholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
Characteristics. Not of me, of him. You believe now? That should make everybody believe.
Izimilo, hatshi ezami, ezakhe. Uyakholwa kathesi? Lokho kumele kwenze umuntu wonke akholwe.
Now, I don't know you. I'm a stranger to you. God knows you. You believe that, you know that I don't know, you know you don't know me. So do you believe that this spirit that's speaking cannot be my spirit? Because me as a man, I don't know you.
Manje kangikwazi. Ngingumfokazi kuwe. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi. Uyakukholwa lokho na. Uyakwazi ukuthi kangikwazi. Futhi uyazi ukuthi kawungazi. Ngakho uyakholwa ukuthi lumoya okhulumayo ungeke kube ngumoya wami ngokuba mina njengomuntu kangikwazi.
But the characteristic of the promised word is the word that's sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Kodwa isimilo selizwe elithenjisiweyo ilizwe elibukhali ukwedlula inkemba esika nxazombili njalo lidalule imicabango lenhloso zenhliziyo.
You are very sick. You had a woman's trouble, which was a womb, and that womb had cancer. And you went and taken some sort of a treatment, it's a radium treatment, and the only thing it done is scattered all through you. And you'll die if God don't heal you. That's true.
Uyagula kakhulu. Ubulohlupho lwabafazi obekuyisibeletho. Njalo leso sibeletho besilemvukuzane futhi wayathatha olunye uhlobo lokwelatshwa. Kwaba yikwelatshwa kusetshenziswa iradium futhi into kuphela okuyenzileyo kwaba yikuhlakaza wonke emzimbeni wakho futhi uza kufa nxa uNkulunkulu engakusilisi kuliqiniso lokho.
You believe now he will heal you? May the God of heaven rebuke that devil that's hid from the doctor. You might have hide from radium, but not from the Holy Ghost. Don't believe it, my sister. Don't doubt it all. But believe
it. Oh, God.
Uyakholwa kathesi. Uza kukusilisa. Makuthi uNkulunkulu wasezulwini akhalimele lo Sathane. Ocatshele udokotela. Angabe ecatshele iradium, kodwa hatshi umoya engcwele. Hamba umkholwe yena, kathesi dada. Ungathandabuzi la kancane kodwa kholo.
You believe that God can heal that asthmatic condition, make you well?
Yes.
You believe it? Then go on your road rejoicing and say, thank you, Lord. I believe my asthma's done.
Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angasilisa leso simo sofuba futhi akwenze uphile? Uyakukholwa? Ngakho zihambele uthokoza usithi ngiyakubonga Nkosi. Ngiyakholwa ufuba lwami soluphelile.
How do you do? You're nervous. You've been nervous for a long time. In that is caused a peptic ulcer to come to your stomach, which makes you your stomach trouble. You want to eat your supper? Will you do what I tell you to do? Go eat in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Sakubona. Uphathekile ngemizwa. Ube uphathekile ngemizwa okwesikhathi eside. Lapho kubangele izilonda zingene esisini sakho. Okukwenza isisu sakho sibe lohlupho futhi ufuna ukudla kwakho kwantambama. Ungayenza lokho engutshela ukuthi ukwenze. Hamba udle ngebizo lenkosi Jesu.
Do you believe with all your heart? You're a mighty fine young lady looks to be. Do you believe me to be his servant? Do you believe his characteristic can be here to the word itself, the promise of this day, the works that I do, shall you also?
Uyakhola ngenhliziyo yakho yonke na? Uyinkosazana enhle elamandla. Kukhangeleka kunjalo. Uyangikhola ukuba ngiyinceku yakhe na? Uyakhola ukuba izimilo zakhe zingabalapha? Uku ilizwi lona ngokwalo lesithembiso salolu usuku imsebenze ngiyenzayo lani liza kuyenza.
I can't heal, he's already did that. But his characteristic displays and can tell what's wrong with you. You got a lady's trouble, female trouble. You believe that God heals it now? Go on your road in your body anymore.
Angingeke ngasilisa. Yena usekwenzile kudala. Lokho kodwa izimilo zakhe ziyambonakalisa yena. Angatsho ukuthi yikuyini okuhluphayo. Ulohlupho lwabesifazana, uhlupho lwabesifazana. Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyalusilisa kathesi. Zihambele, alusayi kukuhlupha futhi. Kholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
Do you believe me to be his servant?
Yes, sir.
If God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe it's a characteristic of Jesus Christ? It's in your back. It isn't no more. Go believe it.
Uyangikholwa ukuba ngiyinceku yakhe na? Nxa uNkulunkulu angangitshela ukuthi uhlupho lwakho luyini, uzakholwa ukuba isimilo sika Jesu Kristu kusemhlane wakho. Ngakusekho, hamba kholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Kholwa.
You also have stomach trouble. Believe with all your heart, go eat your supper. Forget about it. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Woza Nkosikazi, lawe futhi ulohlupho lwesisu. Kholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Njalo hamba udle ukudla kwakho kwantambama. Khohlwa ngakho uJesu Kristu uyakuphilisa.
Your trouble is your blood. Your diabetes. You believe that God will make you well and heal you of that? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Make you well. Don't believe it on your back.
Woza, uhlupho lwakho ligazi lakho. Ulithukela elinenge egazini. Uyakhola ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuphilisa futhi akusilise kulokho. Zihambele njalo uthi, ngiyakubonga Nkosi Jesu. Uyakuphilisa. Hamba, khola ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
Come. You're back. You believe that God will heal the back and make you well? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Woza, umhlane wakho. Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasilisa umhlane futhi akuphilise. Zihambele futhi wethabe njalo uthi, ngiyakubonga Nkosi Jesu.
You also had something wrong with your back. Just keep on walking and say, thank you, Lord, and heal. Believe it, Lord.
Lawe futhi ulento eyonakeleyo ngomhlane wakho. Qhubeka nje uhamba usithi, ngiyakubonga Nkosi. Sengisilile. Kukholwe ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
You also had back trouble. What do you know about that? Believe with all your heart and go on your road and be made well. Believe Jesus Christ makes you well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
All right.
Lawe futhi ubulohlupho lomhlane. Wazini ngalokho. Kholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Kathesi futhi uzihambele njalo uphilisiwe. Kholwa uJesu Kristu uyakuphilisa. Nxa ungakholwa izinto zonke ziyenzeka kulungile.
What if I didn't say nothing to you? Just pass by and laid hands on her. You believe she'd get well? They see what's wrong. You believe she would?
Sitha ngikhulumanga lutho kuwe. Wedlule nje futhi ngibeke izandla phezu kwakhe. Uyakholwa ukuthi uzaphila. Bayabona lokho okungalunganga. Uyakholwa angasila.
Come here. I resent this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God be in the child. Go down.
Woza lapha. Ngiyaminyanya lo Satan ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu. amandla kaNkuluNkulu makasilise umntwana. Amen. Ungathandabuzi, ungathandabuzi la kancane, futhi uzaphila. Kholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
If God doesn't heal you, you'll be on a truck someday with arthritis. But you believe that God heals your arthritis? Then go say, thank you, Lord, I believe it, and you make me well.
Nga uNkulunkulu engakusilisi, uzakuba sodondolweni ngelinye ilanga, ngesifo sokuqaqamba kwamalunga. Kodwa uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasilisa isifo sokuqaqamba kwamalunga. Ngakho hamba uthi, ngiyakubonga Nkosi. Ngizakukholwa futhi wena ngiphilise.
It's really your age. You're real nervous. Get real nervous late in the evening when you're working and everything. You're real nervous. You bleed now. It won't bother you no more, do you? On your road, say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Kulungile. Woza kathesi. Yebudala bakho sibili. Uphathekile sibili ngemizwa. Uyaphatheka sibili ngemizwa. Isikhathi sesihambile ntambama. Lapho usebenza. Lakho konke. Uyaphatheka emizweni. Uyakholwa kathesi. Akusayi kukuhlupha futhi. Zihambele usithi. Ngiyakubonga Nkosi Jesu.
Come, sir. Do you believe that God heals heart trouble? Will make your heart well? Just keep on moving. Say, thank you, Lord. I believe with all my heart.
Woza nomzana. Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasilisa uhlupho lwenhliziyo. Uzaphilisa inhliziyo yakho. Qubeka nje uhamba. Usithi, ngiyakubonga Nkosi. Ngiyakholwa ngenhliziyo yami yonke.
God heals TB and makes well too. You believe that, sir, with all your heart? All right, go on your own rejoice and say, thank you, Lord.
uNkulunkulu yasilisa TB futhi uyakuphilisa lawe. Uyakukholwa lokho nomzana ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Kulungile, zihambele nje uthokoze usithi ngiyakubonga Nkosi Jesu.
What about you out there? Do you believe? How about the audience? Some of you in the audience now believe.
Lina ke phandle le liyakhola. Umbuthano ke abanye benu embuthweni kholwani kathesi.
This man sitting right here with bronchitis, you believe that God will heal the bronchial trouble? All right, you can have what you'd ask for. Amen.
Lindoda ehlezi khona lapha, olesichiso semi thanjana yomoya yamaphaphu, uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasilisa uhlupho lwemithanjana yomoya yamaphaphu. Kulungile, ungaba lalokho okucelileyo ke. Amen.
High blood pressure sitting right behind him. Do you believe that God will heal your high blood? It left you, sir. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life.
Ukuphatheka kokukhwela kokupompa kwegazi uhlezi khona ngemva kwakhe lapho. Uyakhola ukuthi uNkulunkulu angasilisa ukukhwela kwegazi lakho. Kukuthile nomzana. Kangimazi, kangikaze ngimbone empilweni yami.
Say, sir, do you believe that them spasms in your muscles, nervous muscle spasms, you believe that God will make it well? You do? Raise up your hand if you believe, all right?
Uthi nomzana, uyakholwa ukuthi leyo nkantsho emsipheni yakho, ukuphatheka kwemizwa yenkantsho yemsipha, uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyayiphilisa. Uyakwenza, phakamisa isandla sakho, nxa ukholwa, kulungile.
Your wife sitting there, she's bothered with sinus trouble. You believe it leaves you too, sister? The lady sitting right behind us there has neuritis. You believe that God will heal your neuritis, lady?
Umgakho ohlezi laphaya, uhlutshwa ludubo lwezikhala ngemuva kwesihlathi, uyakholwa kuya kuchiya lawe dade. Inkosikazi ehlezi ngemuva kwethu laphaya, ulokuchisa kwemizwa, uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasilisa ukuchisa kwemizwa yakho, Nkosikazi.
Here's a lady with a little red coat on here. She's sitting there. She has sinus trouble too. You believe that God will heal your sinus trouble? Raise up your hand if you believe it.
Nansi inkosikazi elejazana elincane ogqoke ijazi elibomvu lapha. Uhlezi lapho layo ulodubo lwezikhala ngemva kwesihlathi. Uyakhola ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasilisa udubo lwezikhala ngemva kwesihlathi zakho. Phakamisa isandla sakho nxa ukholwa.
Anybody in here that believes that the characteristics of Jesus Christ is among us tonight, raise up your hand and say, I believe it.
Omunye umuntu lapha okholwa ukuthi izimilo zika Jesu Christu ziphakathi kwethu kulobu busuku, phakamisa isandla sakho uthi ngiyakholwa.
All that's in here will accept him as your healer. Stand up on your feet and say, I believe it. Raise up, stand up, out of your chairs, whatever it is. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today and forever. I give it to you in the name of the Lord God.
Bonke abaphakathi lapha lingamamukela njengomsilisi wenu. mana ngezinyawo zakho njalo uthi ngiyakukholwa sukuma sukuma phumane esihlalweni zenu lalabo kuyikuyini uJesu Kristu ofanayo izolo lamuhla laphakade ngikupha khona ngebizo lenkosi uNkulunkulu.